Chloe, did you ask Alfie what he was doing Saturday night?
Yes, I did. Yeah, really super exciting.
That had to be something disgusting. We're texting back and forth. He just happened to be up. Texting back and forth about the show, and I thought, well, I'll just call him.
Alfie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I asked him, I went, hey, let's try the FaceTime. I've never tried that. Yes. Now's not a good time.
Did you get FaceTime face palmed?
Let's do it and just, you know, hold it up close to your face. So I don't care what you're wearing. He said, it's no. I went, all right, you're up to some kind of wicked nasty shit.
Uh-huh.
Bye. What was he doing?
He was clipping his toenails.
Was he doing it wearing like a rubber suit or something? Because I feel like it should have been worse than that.
No, it's, you know what? And the thing is, he got really weird after asking that and kind of quiet. Before that, he was little, and he just sat there.
People are weird about the FaceTime thing.
You wanted to FaceTime me. I'm sitting there watching Chinese kung fu movies and clipping my toenails.
I just wanted to see how it worked. He had time to talk to me.
I'm sorry, but that's a killer Valentine's night.
Well, that's right. That was Valentine's.
Yeah.
I'm up here at the station working on stuff. And it just the way he responded seemed odd, because I've never used FaceTime. We know what each other looks like. It's not like going to go, ooh, you look fat or you look old.
Mm.
Yeah, have you ever accidentally almost hit FaceTime or hit FaceTime?
Oh, like, I've done it.
Yeah, you just freak out.
I accidentally dialed someone, and it's.
Why do you freak out?
Because I don't want to put that on anybody. I don't want them thinking I'm trying to FaceTime with them.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
Well, hang on, slow down. Does the phone function the same way? I mean, let's say I hit FaceTime, and does it just call you?
It'll send a request for FaceTime. So, like, if you want, pull me up and try to FaceTime me.
Okay.
But it'll come on the incoming. It'll say Russ Martin wants to FaceTime. Do you want to connect? Something like that.
Let's see if you're under my favorites. Contacts.
Because I even freak out sometimes when I accidentally turn the camera around on myself. You know, press the button. I was like, ah!
Yeah, because it's always a low shot, and you never look good on low shots.
No,
yeah.
And it's always in, like, the bad fluorescent lighting that's up here in the offices. Yeah, no one looks good in that.
All right. Sending you a request.
All right, let me see.
Says you're not available for FaceTime audio.
Hey!
Huh.
I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Wonder why that is.
Try it again. Now, said you're not available. Play with it later.
Wonder if that's because I'm on the Wi-Fi, or if that matters.
If you're on Wi-Fi, you should be available.
Okay. So that's it. You couldn't talk to me because you were clipping your toenails watching kung fu movies.
Exactly.
All I know is if...
I'm dialing you.
Oh. Except. Yeah, look fat.
Did you do it? Yeah, there you are. Yeah.
That's weird. Never done this before. It's kind of cool. If I hold it really high, I don't look as fat.
Probably shouldn't do it with so many microphones.
Okay, I just didn't... How do you end the damn thing?
Hit your screen, and then I did it for us.
Okay.
So there you go. We've now FaceTimed. The next step is sex.
Well, at least with FaceTime, if you're doing phone sex, you know the other person's really doing it.
That is true.
Because I've had chicks want to do phone sex before. I went, no.
Uh-uh.
Because I don't know what you're doing.
She just
you could be watching
up.
Your kung fu movies, trimming your toenails.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you're just going, Are you really sticking your finger in?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay. I'm about to bust my nut.
Mm.
Oh, I'm ready. Oh, well, hang on. This is where Jackie Chan gets it.
It's where Jackie Chan gets hit by the truck. How does he do that and not get killed?
All right, it just seemed odd. He was very cryptic about everything.
Do you have any female that you've got in your contacts?
Yeah.
It's fun to FaceTime.
Why?
Because they take off running. You'll probably get texts back saying, what are you doing? Why are you FaceTiming me?
Because I've never tried it before. That's the first time I've done it.
There was one time Tara got a FaceTime request coming in, and she dropped the phone because she was playing Candy Crush or something. She dropped the phone and ran to a different part of the house. It's like, why are you leaving it with me? Now I got to do something.
It's like it's a grenade.
Yes. But it's good to know what I've got. She's not the type to jump on it. She's going to run.
Okay. What did you and Tara do, Valentine's?
Went to Lowe's, bought some wood, and then did we go out to eat? Damn, I can't remember. We don't do Valentine's. And it's funny, too, because people asked, I think the person checking us out at Lowe's even said, so what do you have big plans for Lowe's? I looked down at the flatbed with all the wood, and I was like, sort of. It's going to be real romantic. I'm going to make a box with my master carpentry skills.
You see this 2x4? I'm going to let it soak in motor oil for 2 hours and beat her with it. Damn it.
What about you? Oh, that's right. Yeah, all your married chicks had plans, I'm sure.
Yeah. Alfie, I printed out some stuff. Would you pull it off my printer?
Got it.
Thank you. I enjoyed, in fact, everybody did. Luke Bryan reading from that romance novel on Friday, or like last week.
Oh, yeah.
So I printed out some of the old 50 Shades of Black that I wrote.
Uh-oh.
That I want Luke to read. I think I would like to hear this one.
Okay.
Let me get music. Why is that your primer?
I don't know. It just is. I got to introduce myself. I'm Luke Bryan. Hi.
But it's so short. Mm-hmm. Like with me, I have to go through the whole process of, all right, I got to find the music. Clipping this top rope off from racing, I lose in New York. And that's normally pretty close.
Other than the music, I mean, yours is short like mine. You just got a little
more
production.
Yeah, but you keep going.
I'm Luke Bryan. I'm Luke Bryan.
Just making sure.
Mine takes a little more. It's a mindset with ProCon. You have to remember all the words that you can pronounce that right. Now you can't. See, I can say Fallujah.
Yes, you can. And you say it well. Broca, on the other hand.
I can say Huatulco. Well, that's time Broca for me. See, I lose. I cannot say Perugia. I cannot say Huatulco.
There's a T in there, Tom.
A Huatulco?
So close. T and a C.
I'm trying to think of other words. I have a hard time pronouncing. Tennessee.
Tennessee?
What, yes.
Oh, okay. what about Tallahassee?
Let me think. Tallahassee.
There you go.
Were they doing that number one show in Dallas, Fort Worth? Did they?
They practiced their impressions. Why do a rehearsed bit when you can just practice?
That's why. There are many places around the country I cannot pronounce. And while he would put it on a teleprompter or a news, why can't we just do the stories on Schoolhouse Rock? I can pronounce those, except conjunction.
What's your function?
I read the story of Brokaw, reminded me of Brian Williams. I just saw the headline. I think it was Bill Maher. I read the story. He said, it's not Brian Williams' fault. It's NBC News sucks.
Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, now I'm kind of curious.
But aren't they close to the top in the ratings? Who's on? You got Brian Williams.
For the nightly news, I assume it's Brian Williams.
Well, I mean, who else? There's somebody else. Scott Pelley on CBS.
Yes.
Who used to be, I think he used to work for Channel 8 here.
Really?
I know he worked for a Dallas station, Dallas-Fort Worth station.
Fox doesn't have one.
David Muir, however the hell you say his name.
On
ABC.
He was the one that was hosting the late ABC show for a while.
Yes.
I think. Okay.
I think they should bring Brokaw back until they decide what they're going to do with Brian Williams.
Well, they got the Lester Holt. Let him do it. He can actually speak clearly.
Well, so can Brian Williams. I like Tom Brokaw just because I want to see what... Because you know.
Oh, well, no. Yeah.
You know, when they wrote those stories, they added stuff in. Damn it. I know it's one of these buttons. Good evening, it's Tom Brokaw from NBC Nightly News in New York. Breaking news out of Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
Roy. Perusians have attacked Los Angeles citizens. All right, who's with me?
It's the whole newsroom just snickering.
This one looks safe. It says Los Angeles. He's comfortable with Los Angeles. Even I can say California better than the former governor.
California.
I always thought that was odd. How could you be in one country for so many years? You know how some people sometimes they'll move to England and pick up a slightly British accent?
Mm-hmm.
Schwarzenegger is as bad as he was when he moved here.
Not true.
He's a little more intelligible, but it's still the...
It's still thick. It's still good, strong Austrian. But if you remember, his first movie was that Hercules in New York movie that his accent was so thick and barely intelligible, they had to dub in another voice over it.
But it's still very thick.
It is that. But, I mean, he probably got to the point... I mean, he did take diction classes to get to the point where he got...
Who did he take them from? Emmett Smith?
That's a good pull. I was worried for a second.
Can you, you can do Schwarzenegger?
A little bit.
Barrel.
There it is.
Get to the chopper.
That's all the standard, like, Schwarzenegger-y stuff.
All right, as your, speech coach here at the Tom Brokaw NBC School of Speech, I will teach you words that you should be able to say.
Okay.
California.
California. California.
There's no Y in California. It is not California. And it's get to the chopper.
California. Get to the chopper. It all sounds the same.
All right, repeat after me. These people need air.
Why can't I not do it?
These people need air. Get them air.
What is this you handed me, Chloe? Where is that?
It's in Texas.
Oh.
I know I didn't spell it right.
Mm. That's probably not going to help. Hey, Jen. What did he write down?
Just something to throw in with Brokaw.
Oh.
That's you.
That's my bad. I had it on when you were trying to call me earlier.
Oh. Good evening. This is Tom Brokaw from NBC Nightly News in New York. Breaking news out of Texas. And I can't say Texas.
Okay.
Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. In a city just outside of Dallas-Fort Worth. Oh, in Fugger.
Sound it out, Tom.
Hooger.
Careful.
Hooger Wild. Hooger Wally. Hooger. Hoogerville.
Yes.
Hoogerville.
Yes, that's it.
I don't think of other places in this country you'd have a problem with.
The Puget Sound.
The Puget.
Yep.
I know we're sidetracking here.
Yeah, we never even got to my story.
Well, you're not going to have time to read it now. It's always about you. Oh, I'm Luke Ryan, CMA Entertainer of the Year.
Man, if you're going to say it right.
Luke Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
I said that.
Man, you can't talk.
All right, let me try this one.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's strong. Why you gotta be like that?
That was very intelligible.
Yeah, you hit every single consonant.
I can't say Faruja, but I can say other words that start with F. The F sound.
Yes, you can.
All right. You want a break here?
Yes.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:34, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by KTXA 21. Not a whole lot going on right now. We'll start off, though, in Arlington westbound I-30 just before Ballpark Way. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. That has traffic slow back from 360. And then Dallas northbound spur 408 right at Grady Niblo. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic, though, not really affected by it. Keep an eye out there for it. Keep an eye out for it, though. Other than that, traffic out there is looking pretty damn good right now. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, hey, it's going to be cold. A low of around 32. Tomorrow, sunny and 56. We'll have that sun will hit sometime in the afternoon after morning clouds. Right now, it's 33, but feels like 22 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
God.
Big wheels rolling, got to keep them going. Big wheels rolling.
You just got wheel rolls.
No kidding. There's more than one version?
I could tell this is a different version.
Because it sounds different than the other one that you've been singing for the past 2 months, 3 months?
Who is Kix and Ronnie?
Oh, that's Brooks and Dunn?
Yeah, Brooks and Dunn.
Okay.
Kix Brooks and Ronnie Dunn. Yeah.
Whatever reason, he re-recorded Move It On, and instead of like the TV theme, Will and Sonny? Yeah. Instead of Will and Sonny, he changed it to Kix and Ronnie. I don't know why.
Okay.
Unless he toured with them.
I got no idea.
Yeah, that's what I was doing Saturday night. We needed new bumpers. And Don wanted some more rock bumpers.
Oh, wow. That's nice of you to do that for him.
So.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
It's hard not to sing along in the car.
And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. And I slip my own down to the oasis. So I'm not afraid in low places.
We need sing-along bumpers.
Man, we got issues.
That came to you naturally, didn't it?
Yeah. Came in my head, right out the mouth.
It's really hard not to. That's about all I produce. Well, I produce some other stuff, but it's not important.
Okay.
Okay. audio. What do you got? What do you want to do?
I've got audio.
We're the only ones in the building, and I'm probably sure we're the only ones. Well, a few people working today.
I was surprised at the number of people I saw this morning. It was like five. I saw Jagger. I saw Bo and Jim.
Well, most of the jocks are here, but if you walk out into the programming area.
Oh, no.
No cubicles. Nobody at anything. Every door closed. I know it's a holiday, but mostly just for government workers.
I was going to say, is today an official bank holiday?
I think so.
I was told over the weekend that the banks were going to be open Monday.
I don't think they...
But the one in the building that we have here at our building is closed.
I think banks are closed today.
Someone should tell that.
I'm not sure about the stock market. I'm checking my stocks right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess the stock market's closed today.
Made another dollar a share.
What's it up to now?
$127.08.
Yeah. So at what point are you going to get giddy about your stock purchase? Like at what number? Like 130?
I don't know. Ryan McDonald at Lakeside said he expects it to hit 150 by the summer.
That'd be pretty giddy.
And I bought it at 120 a share. Luckily, we bought, with the foundation's money, we bought 100 and bought it at 111.
Ooh, nice.
So, we may get to the point to where either I can raise the amount of money that we send out to each family,
mm-hmm.
or we can expand the coverage area. Because I had to shrink it, not dramatically, but we don't have the money to cover our entire broadcast signal because the FM signal just travels too far.
Right. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
It's really tough. Especially if, and I know you and I have, we've all talked about this before, if there was, God forbid, a tragedy as far as in numbers, meaning more than one or two fall. I always think about what happened to the Houston Fire Department a couple of years ago, where I think they lost like six or seven firefighters in one day.
That would clean us out.
Mm-hmm.
We would obviously have to drop the amount.
Yeah.
And I thought about that in the past. I didn't know if I was getting too ambitious of, because when we started, we could send out $2,500 to each family
mm-hmm.
the very next day. And then it gradually grew, and now we're up to $35,000.
And that's phenomenal.
And depending on how much is in the foundation, I'll vary back and forth, $35,000. I mean, we could probably send 10, and I think the family would be happy. My goal was to get close to whatever a police officer or firefighter makes in a year. That way the family knows for a year we don't have to worry about finances or anything.
Right. Especially since with the whole insurance thing, that takes months sometimes before it's all sorted out. And that's, if I remember right, that was how the reason you started. It was basically to get them to that stage where everything else kicks in.
That's a stopgap.
Yeah.
But then it just gradually grew. Oh, I don't know if I thank David Pigeon on the air or not, Star Power. I think they installed the TV for Sergeant Drake, Fort Worth officer that was shot. They installed that over the weekend.
Awesome. which reminds me, I have a T-shirt for you in my car from Star Power.
What's it say?
Star Power.
I got one of those.
No, this is a new one.
What's it say?
Star Power.
I have that one.
But it's a new Star Power shirt. It's very soft. You'll like it. Very soft. There is one downside to the shirt, though. It's white.
Yeah, I don't wear white.
Maybe once I've seen you wear a white shirt.
Only time I wear white is when I do Elvis. Or at meetings.
Yeah. And this shirt helps for those meetings. Half of it already says power.
Yeah. I can just mark out the star and write in.
Hi, David.
Where did you get the hood that says Star Power?
Don't leave your logo laying around.
Okay. I'm sorry. You had...
Sorry.
Oh, you were going to read some Luke.
Oh,
some,
yeah.
Some of the 50 Shades of Black that I wrote.
Oh, yeah. Where'd I put that? Oh, that's a... Hi, I'm Luke Bryan.
Alfie, would you bring me that small bottle of vodka in here?
You got it.
I heard this movie broke all sorts of records over the weekend.
I think it made $81 million.
Yeah, and it sucked all of them.
I think two-thirds of the critics panned it.
I would imagine. And I'm actually kind of surprised that number is not any higher.
But that, yeah, still a third. That's a lot of people. My guess is this next weekend it's not going to make as much because once people find out it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I saw a couple of people interviewed. I think it was on CNN. A couple of chicks said, I like the book. It's horrible. And this guy goes, I loved it.
Oh, my God.
But his girlfriend was standing next. I assume it was his girlfriend over his beard.
Oh, okay. Well, was it possible he was kind of being over the top to sort of, you know, just sort of being sarcastic with it, like, oh, yeah, loved it. I'm so glad she dragged me to those. Best movie ever.
That's a relationship ender.
I had a buddy of mine on Twitter posted, if you're in line for 50 Shades of Grey tonight, being Valentine's, he said, you have a horrible life.
I'm just waiting for when I get into another long-term relationship for the chick to suggest some movies. Have you ever seen The Notebook? And because you guys have warned me.
And you have not. And that's and you're welcome.
Is it that bad?
It's bad. It is bad because it's over the top, gushy, mushy, you know, just almost like as mushy as a baby's diaper. But... yeah, it does have James Garner, and that's the one thing that you think will save you, but he's not in it that much.
But he's not playing his Rockford character.
He's not.
Or like what was the movie he did in the 80s? Tank.
Okay, yeah. No, he's not like that at all. He's very sweet and kind. But it's Ryan Gosling that you have to watch out for in that movie.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy that plays the younger character of James Garner.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What type of music? You want to go with a standard? This guy got something else. Give me a second.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, that's kind of dreamy.
I think it's more for bedtime stories.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That's my karaoke song. I think that's the wrong culture.
Yeah. Tell you what, let's go ahead.
Don't get me wrong, I love Frijoles.
Let's go with this will make sense. You ready?
Uh-huh. Oh my.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's a culture shock right there. Woo! All right.
Come on.
Come on, buddy, let's get it on. Right?
All right. 50 Shades of Black 3. It was a long evening of erotic satisfaction. I should have pre-read this. I met him at an auto repair shop. He was covered in grease and oil. It was a smell that intrigued me. I took him back home and gave him a massage with some WD-40. The liquid trickled down the fur of his muscular back and streamed to his area of stinky mystery. The red zits on his the red zits on his buttocks acted like beacons and guided me to his hole of horny wonderment.
I put on my Henry Louis Crotchless panties and told him, it's 2 a.m, it's time. Once my heavy, meaty Chevy entered his zit-ridden service department, I revved and revved his Silverado. Then he gyrated his tootie-tootie bow booty. I squeezed my Tiger into his tank. He then rubbed around my exhaust and asked to give me some Motorhead. I farted.
Just now?
No, it's in the script.
Is it really?
Yeah. I farted as I arched my butt in the air, letting the ceiling fan blow around my ass hair. He whispered, my bunghole looked like Grady from Sanford and Son, biting at the wind. I'm Luke Bryan, and this has been 50 Shades of Black. Now hand me my award. That is if Miranda hadn't stolen it yet.
Let's see what else I got. I know I wrote... Obviously, I wrote three versions. Yeah, just read the first one.
First one? All right, here we go. 50 Shades of Black. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Inside the cab, we couldn't keep our hands off each other. Before I knew what he was doing, D'Artagnan was running his hand all over the thin fabric covering my boobies. He kissed my nipples through the dress and slowly moved his other hand up my thighs. I let out a queef. And the mortified cab driver almost ran through a red light. Then he got jiggy with my piss business while fingering my rhino hoof.
Is that all for the first one?
Yeah.
Gotta read the second.
All right. I pushed up D'Artagnan's shirt and caressed his sculpted chest. Unzipping his drawers, I found him rock hard and huge. My knees went weak, and I slid on down to the floor of the cab. During the throes of foreplay, he asked if he could thrust his magic monkey down the swallow walls of my throat. And I said, country boy, shake it for me.
And as retarded as this is, from what I hear, this isn't any worse than the writing in 50 Shades.
No. No, it's... It really is. It's... I wish I can pull up... I had excerpts pulled up last week when you first brought it up. And some of it really... It sounds like a parody of romance writing. That's how... honestly, it's almost sticky.
I forgot. When I read these, did I do it as James Brown or is just a redneck?
I think James Brown.
Yeah, it was James Brown.
I was just trying to pick one. Did I do it on the phone? It's been so long since I read these.
Yeah.
I don't know which one sounds better.
Hi, this is James Brown.
Hi, this is James Brown.
Phone.
Phone. Phone?
Yeah.
Everything sounds better with the phone.
Man, we was all worked up. Then this fella hunkered down, angered himself, and then sucked on my flared knob. I felt him shudder, and then I heard his groan. His hand dropped to my shoulders with his fingers biting into my flesh. Drinking that grip, it felt so good. It reminded me of the time I let the lawn a guard manager at Walmart stick his rod in my a-hole.
Oh, my God.
And he gave me a free weed eater. Then, in return, I gave him my Stucky's special. That's where I dressed up like a waitress and dropped a squishy pecan roll on his head. Then we fantasized we was a dentist, and we pretended that we got service.
All right, we can save something for later. What audio did you want to start with?
I have. Where did the damn thing go? Oh, there it is. Cut number 6. The Weather Channel. There's a man on there by the name of Jim Cantore. He's a reporter, and he is sensational weather reporting at its finest. He basically has an entire following on of people just because he's crazy. This was him over the weekend in the middle of a thunder snowstorm.
Oh, yes! 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 We got it, baby! We got it! We got it!
That sounds like the stock market guy from MSNBC or...
Jim Cramer?
I guess.
Yeah, the Cramer with the bald dude who takes the bat and hits the cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who it sounds like.
It does sound like it, but it's not him.
Someone sounds like it needs sports music underneath it.
Yeah. And the sad thing is, this is a montage of some of his reports over the weekend. So it has that camera clicky thing. But you don't ever actually hear any of the thunder. You see some of the lightning, and then he just loses his mind.
This was thunder snow?
Thunder snow.
Okay. And this was where?
Somewhere in the Northeast.
Okay. Where they're getting snow.
Pretty much.
Oh, yes! 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 We got it, baby! We got it! We got it! Woo! Woo! We got it! Yes! Listen to that! Listen to that! Oh, baby! Oh! Again! Again! That's a twofer! That's a twofer, baby! Yes!
Nope. I'm changing the music.
That's a twofer! Oh my goodness! Yes! Again! That's a three! You gotta be kidding me! You gotta be kidding me! Oh my god! The winds have really picked up in through here. And there's another one! That's number... You gotta be kidding me! You can have your $500 million jackpot in Powerball or whatever the heck it was, but I'll take this, baby! Four lightning strikes! Four episodes!
Sounds like he's pulling a train.
Shows of thunder snow. I could hear thunder, so we had another one. So we actually had five.
You hear thunder because I'm Mike Lowry.
Five strikes, five thunder. I mean, this is just a total change. Literally within an hour, was that another one? Was that? Oh my good, dude, that's number six. You gotta be kidding me.
I should have worn my snow bukkake collar.
That'd actually be funny to watch a weather guy stand outside with a bukkake collar and see how long it takes to fill up.
I'll tell you right now, if there was ever a guy to do it, it's Jim.
Is he always like this or only during bad weather? I mean, is this his shtick?
It's kind of his shtick, but I mean, he speaks normal at, you know, sort of normal times, but... Oh. Obviously, if he's feeling it, he just gets really amped up.
Sounds like in the beginning he's standing outside or standing inside.
No, he's outside, out in the snow.
So what is it that he's wigging about? Is there lightning, yes, during a thunder snow?
Yes. Because in order to have the thunder, you have to have the lightning. So, yeah, what he freaks out because he sees the lightning. He's like, whoa, blah, blah. But even when he says there's the thunder, you still can't hear it.
Man, awesome. He got struck by it.
Yeah.
This is great.
He'd probably say it's the best thing ever.
They got him outside holding this metal microphone. Well, I guess with the equipment that they've got, they could tell how far off it was and whether it was safe.
Yeah. I mean, he's still covered head to toe in, you know, his REI-style outfit.
Make any difference?
No, I'm just saying he's taking some precautions.
Lightning will still light you up. That's what I call lightning.
You know what it's fast like? Lightning.
I've never understood. It's like, put a camera outside. Why do you need to be standing out there? Why do you need to show me road? Can't you just tell me road conditions? I've lived long enough to where I've seen rain, I've seen snow, I've seen fire and rain.
Yes, you have. Really, as long as you've just heard that song, you're pretty much good.
But who is it, Channel 4 or 11, that will send out one of their mobiles with a dash cam to where you can actually watch the street and the road conditions.
Yeah. And they'll have people out tonight and tomorrow morning checking the weather conditions, the road conditions.
Is it supposed to snow tonight?
There's a slight chance of it. I love today. I was on KRLD, the CBS News, the top of the hour, they were getting weather reports from across the north, northeast, whatever. And one reporter, you could tell she was outside when she did it because you can hear the wind whipping across her microphone. And she says, the public safety officials are telling people not to go out in the storm. And if you do, make sure you are covered head to toe. I, however, am out here, and in order to hold my microphone, my skin is out, and it's freezing, and it burns. And then they cut to another report. Really? Is the report worth it?
Shouldn't you give us an example of how we should be dressed if you're going to go outside?
The wind is freezing. It is totally frozen, my...
Seriously, I'm trying to pee. It's just like some...
I tried to pee, but it turned out looking like a frulati.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
406, this is KEGL Fort Worth. Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by KTXA 21. Not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Dallas. South on I-35, right at I-30, right there in the Mixmaster. Got an accident there. It's blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Wycliffe Avenue. And finally, in Arlington West on I-30, just before Ballpark Way, that earlier accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is now flowing freely back from 360. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. They give you their gratitude. They don't... there's a couple in the mic, so be careful. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, weather brought to you by Geico. Cold tonight, I know you're shocked. 32 roughly for the overnight low. Tomorrow, though, it'd have afternoon sunshine and a high in the mid-50s. Right now, however, it is 33 at 97.1 The Eagle.
Asshole. A thoroughly contemptible, irritating, detestable person. Association with them places one in the most miserable and undesirable environment. See also...
The Russ Martin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
K-E-G-L.
Oh, damn, I forgot to put music underneath those. you still got the Mississippi Queen loaded?
Oh, my yep. God.
All right. Here, we'll try it this way.
Buffoon. A ludicrous, bumbling fool, having the mental age of from 7 to 12 years old, possessing little communication or social skills. See also
The Russ Martin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
K-E-G-L, The Eagle.
We're back to The Russ Martin Show.
Beginning of that song, Mississippi Queen.
Yeah.
They're beating that cowbell. That's a lot worse than Don't Fear the Reaper.
Oh, yeah. The Don't Fear the Reaper is tame by comparison. This is how you give a cowbell the business.
Cowbell Mr. Payton. It's just odd. At what point does somebody think, hey, let's beat on shit and we find something that sounds good? Do they start with cows?
Possibly. I blame hillbillies.
Yeah, if it's metal, they're going to beat on it.
Mm-hmm. It's like one day that some guy was doing his laundry in the river and pulled it up and started making music with the washboard.
Forgot about that.
It's like, oh, I can play this.
I didn't see it live. I watched clips on Hulu. The 40-year anniversary of Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it was on Sunday.
I believe so, yeah.
Yes. Was it on in prime time?
Yes. It was on for like three and a half hours.
I watched. Anybody else see it?
I did not watch it.
I just saw the clips.
Just clips.
And then also on Hulu, you can look at the, then they'll show you classic clips. So I watched the Christopher Walken. I need, I got to have cowbell.
I got a fever. No.
And then in the anniversary edition, they had people come back and recreate. They had Aykroyd come back and do his Bass-O-Matic, where he dropped fish into a blender.
I forgot about that.
Actually, there are a lot of things. I don't think they could ever cancel, regardless of what the ratings are, they could never cancel Saturday Night Live only because of the ancillary products or the spinoffs that come from it that, you know, end up making, because Lorne Michaels got to have a deal with NBC.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if this deal works out, then I'll give you a piece of the Blues Brothers.
Right.
Or Wayne's World. I just think of some of the really good movies that came out of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
I don't know if Blues Brothers was the biggest, but in my mind, it's
probably one
top.
Of the. It's you could easily argue that's going to be one of the top ones. But then it also produced movies like The Ladies' Man and whatever that.
Pat.
Yeah, the Pat movie and whatever the character play that sniffed her armpits.
Oh. Superstar's name of the movie.
Yeah. So, I mean, you had your clunkers in there, but then you also get Tommy Boy.
Yeah. I love Tommy Boy.
I mean, sue me or call me crazy, but Beverly Hills Ninja, not that terrible.
I never saw that.
See? You're missing out.
Was that one of the skits from SNL?
No, that was just Chris Farley just being a fat ninja in Hollywood. I giggled some. Yeah. It was one of those that is like, I did not go and see it in the theater, so don't judge me like that. But I think it was on Comedy Central one night late years ago, and I was like, I'll watch it. It made me laugh some.
Well, can I have a new show?
Yes.
Thank you.
Alfie pulled 50 Shades of Grey. It says the... funniest quotes from E.L. James's novel.
Okay.
Some of these are pretty bad.
Are they arable?
They're arable. And if I need to, I'll edit on some of these. But when Tara read these books, she said she's not even sure why she's finishing them because they're so badly written.
Well, what's her addiction then? Is it like sitting at a slot machine of, I am not stopping until there's a payoff with one of these? How many 50 Shades books are there?
Three, I believe. But that's exactly what her thought was. She's like, at some point, it's got to get to the point to justify all these other people having read it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she ever really found that satisfaction. Some of the examples of her writing.
You will have to read it as Luke Bryan.
Okay.
I am still looking for more appropriate music.
And as Luke Bryan, you're going to think I'm making it up with some of this crap, but I'm not.
Give me just a second. Let's see. What is this one? Man, that's about as eclectic as you can get. Give it a shot.
All right. I'm Luke Bryan. Hi. Okay. From E.L. James, 50 Shades of Grey. These are real. His voice is warm and husky like dark melted chocolate fudge caramel or something. Swear. I feel the color in my cheeks rising again. I must be the color of the Communist Manifesto.
This kind of works.
Yeah. I can almost hear his sphinx-like smile through the phone.
I'm a sphinx.
Holy crap, he's wearing a white shirt open at the collar and tray flannel pants that hang from his hips.
I'm wearing flannel pants? Why am I wearing flannel pants if we're having sex?
Well, we're not always having... They're not always having sex in the book.
He on the phone?
In that particular part, yeah.
Okay, I will stay on the phone.
Yeah.
I will still look for more music.
Okay.
His tone is so... so directorial, and his usual control freak.
Action.
I imagine him as an old-time movie director wearing jodhpurs, holding an old-fashioned megaphone and a riding crop.
Are you ready for your close-up?
The image makes me laugh out loud. The orange juice tastes divine. It's thirst quenching and refreshing.
Where the hell did orange juice come from?
I don't know.
Does it? These are excerpts.
These are excerpts. This is not one full scene. This is just random things pulling it. This book sold millions of copies, and it's got a line in it that says, "The orange juice tastes divine. It's thirst quenching and refreshing." That's like plug Ola for the juice croppers of Florida.
Yeah. I've said this before. Anytime something is wildly successful or just successful, if you don't get it, then it means you're missing something. It's like, I'm sure he's a dandy guy. Mm-hmm. I don't care for Conan's show.
Right.
I like some of the skits. And need the one with the foul mouth dog puppet thing.
Yeah. He has Triumph on a regular basis.
Okay. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
His interview skills, not really good. I'm still, Craig Ferguson is one of the few people I can watch.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, it may be the accent, I don't know. But there's got to be something in this we're not getting. Even chicks that have called the show said, yeah, I don't get it either. Because it really sounds like borderline third grade writing.
Yes, and I think that's part of the reason it is so popular is
you think it's
the masses can understand it.
Think it's appealing to the lowest common denominator of our society?
In a way, yeah, as far as from a literary standpoint. And also because from anything I've read is that it gets the whole BDSM culture completely off. It's not even close to how it should. It's not close.
I mean, at least in the craft that I wrote, there's...
Your stuff is higher brow.
Really?
Yes. All right, you go, then I'll go.
Okay.
Keeping in mind, I started with his voice is warm and husky like dark melted chocolate fudge caramel or something.
On the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm doing James Brown on the phone.
Whatever you want.
Or you want it? Brokaw. Ooh, Brokaw, you may not be able to understand all of
it. I like Brokaw. Give me a little Brokaw.
All right. Good evening, this is Tom Brokaw from ABC Nightly News in New York. Tonight I will be reading excerpts from 50 Shades of Black. And then there we were, scant as skin. His hard hoghorn leghorn was pressing against her wet Labrador retriever. His mouth was also ravaging my mouth. His hands grasped my thick, pulsing tool. I screamed, "That's a huge!" Oh God, he was so hot, and I was ready to feel all his swarthy, pitch dark swamp snake inside me. He wanted to. I didn't realize it was this. I'm sorry. The music has run out. There's more.
Are you stuck?
Yeah. We now return to a fifth stage of what? I'm Tom Brokaw. Oh, God. He was so big, so hot. I was ready to feel all his swirly patch, dark swamp snake inside me. He wanted to slow down. So he had me turn over and started massaging my lower back. As the anticipation rose, my ass suddenly arched. And then I blew shit all over his lithograph of Billy Dee Williams, who will not be in the new Star Wars.
All right, your turn.
Okay.
And from a very tiny, underused part of my brain,
I'm going to stay with Luke. This is from the real book. You tell me which is better. And from a very tiny, underused part of my brain, probably located at the base of my medulla oblongata, near where my subconscious dwells.
And you know they had to look that up on Wiki.
Uh-huh. Comes the thought, he's here to see you.
He's here to what?
He's here to see you.
Oh. You can tell it's a holiday and we don't care.
Man, I care. I already did the movie one. Oh, he steps out of his Converse shoes and reaches down and takes his socks off individually. Christian Grey's feet. Wow. What is it about naked feet? Seriously, she wrote that down and she's a millionaire.
Wow. What is making feet?
Naked feet.
Oh, naked. Well, there are people with foot fetishes. I found a few porn sites where guys liked. Oh, they liked. Can I get away with this? There are many porn sites where men like women's feet.
Nice.
Thank you. Proof what I said.
Now I know what all the fuss is about. Two orgasms coming apart at the seams, like the spin cycle on a washing machine. Wow.
I always say a washing machine, bad loaded, you know, for the loads all on one side, something like that. That's the way he was. That's the way he was rocking my world. Mm. Like a washing machine on spin cycle with an unbalanced load.
Now, you forgot the part where it takes it over the literary edge. She said, wow.
Whoa. I did not know the wow. Mm. Sometimes I say, Dios mío.
I found a review that has some other excerpts. One of them has an online review. Someone took time to count the mind-numbing phrases. Oh, my is used 79 times.
Maybe George Takei was a co-writer.
Oh, my. Crap, 101. Holy S, 172. Jeez is 82. Gasps, 45. Whoa, 13. This is like Joey Lawrence wrote this book.
Who published it?
I don't know.
Is it somebody big like Simon & Schuster?
I think eventually it did, but it started out as an online thing, right, Alfie?
Exactly. It was just a small little, you know, download it here type thing. And then I think a smaller publisher picked it up, and as that steam group, maybe a bigger one finally picked it up.
Okay, you want another section from mine?
Sure.
Okay. This is from the 50 Shades of Black. Okay, that's not the right music. Well, that's okay. I will use my exotic accent.
Mm.
As for Rod, my man certainly knew how to wield that weapon of his in a most lusty and satisfying way. Two more thrusts, and then he gave me a frothy cream pie. My body felt like it was still steaming from the fiery combustion that exploded between us. I then finished him off with my Dan Lewis special. That's where I put on some soft music, light some candles, then I dress up like a paycheck, run around the room, laugh, and jump out the window.
Just out of reach.
Almost got paid.
So close.
Even my paycheck has disdain for me. He was tight and hard and firm as any young male I have ever taken. Yet this was different. Now my emotions were dangerously engaged. And there was nothing I could do to stop the waves of consuming lust that enveloped my already inflamed penis meat. He lifted his head to look down at me. He says, "You beg for this, do you not?" I said, "Who are you, Yoda?" Then he stuck his Arsenio-sized finger deep inside my easy-bake oven and then drew a mustache on my face. We were then out of lubricant, so he rubbed oleo all over his engorged snake rod. Then we started f***ing real hard. It smelt like fish sticks cooking. Okay, you got one more you want?
Yeah.
See if I can still find some different music. How about one? Give me a second.
Does this one get kind of steamy when you got?
No, this one's just bad writing.
Oh. Well, you're getting this one anyway.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Vaguely, I'm aware that I'm still in my sweats, unshowered, yucky, and he's just gloriously yummy, his pants doing that hanging from the hips thing, and what's more, he's here in my bedroom. Finally, my medulla oblongata recalls its purpose. I breathe.
They use it twice?
Uh-huh.
I breathe.
I breathe. In his bedroom, I hunt through a chest of drawers and find a hairdryer. Using my fingers, I dry my hair the best I can. When I've finished, I head into the bathroom. I want to clean my teeth. I eye Christian's toothbrush. It would be like having him in my mouth. Glancing guiltily over my shoulder at the door, I feel the bristles on the toothbrush. They are damp. He must have used it already. Grabbing it quickly, I squirt toothpaste on it. This music fits. I brush my teeth in double quick time. So fast, I beat Apollo. I feel so naughty. It's such a thrill.
That it?
My subconscious is furious, Medusa-like in her anger, hair flying, her hands clenched around her face like Edvard Munch's scream.
Who?
The guy in the swirly painting.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
You know that.
The one that's scary looking.
Man, you don't know art?
All I know is the Billy D. Williams lithograph, felt stink. Is it felt?
I don't know.
Those paintings that the
velvet?
Yes, velvet. The Billy D. Williams velvet painting that I accidentally took a shit all over. To me, that's art. Because it was Billy D. Mm-hmm. lying sideways with his forearm covering his junk. Mm. And with the letter caption, sometimes friends stop by.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Alfie, line one?
Yes.
Yes, Cheryl.
Hey, Ross.
Yes,
how's
ma'am?
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah. So I just left the 50 Shades of Grey movie and got heckled out by a bald guy that didn't like the fact that girls were giggling during the movie.
Was it older girls, younger girls? Because I don't know what the target demo for this is.
Well, I'm 40. I was there with my sister and a couple of girlfriends. There were some older ladies in the row in front of us that were also having a lot of fun. But there was one, there were about total 20 people in the whole theater, and there was one man in the whole theater with his lady, and I thought they were going to make a romantic 2 o'clock movie out of it, I guess, and they didn't like the fact that we were having fun and giggling.
Anybody say anything to you?
Yeah, after we left the theater, the gentleman with the large bald spot complained to the management, and he got free tickets. So we complained also and said, hey, if Lamo here is going to get free tickets, we should get free tickets to come back too. So
easy on the language there, Cheryl.
Yeah, sorry.
Lamo, my goodness, what a potty mouth.
I know. I'm a mom. It's President's Day. I work for a bank. That's
what kind of language do you use on other days, like non-holidays?
Yeah, I call him.
What do you say on religious holidays? Jesus.
I call him a bald fat.
If you can't have fun at 50 Shades, what can you do?
Were you a fan of the book? Books?
Yeah, we read the book. So we thought it's going to be a funny girls' time to go drink some beers at the movie tavern, but no, we weren't allowed.
I'll give it about 8 months only because of production time that it would take before there's a parody of
yeah,
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
I can't. How long's the movie?
About 2 hours, two really big beers worth.
Where did you go?
Movie tavern in Denton.
Oh.
Yeah. Lame-o.
I know, it's President's Day.
It's President's Day. What are you going to do if you're a banker mom? That's what we do.
Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Russ.
Thank you.
Bye.
Stay thirsty, my friend.
She sounds fairly quenched.
I don't know. She probably is all worked up at this point, mm-hmm. where I could chew on her gato. I will eat that gato all the way to the tail. And then afterwards, glue pennies to her nipples. And not just with Elmer's.
Mm.
With gorilla glue.
My goodness, you're serious.
Because it will stick. Or a super glue. And then dangle her from a crane.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yay! 440, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by TrueCar.com. Still not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Rippey Street. Got an accident there that has traffic backed up back from Seminary. And in Dallas, south of 935, right there at I-30, right in the Mixmaster, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is now flowing freely back from Wycliffe. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by KTXA 21. Cold tonight, 32 for the overnight low, and a chance for some flurries. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 56 after some morning clouds. Right now, it is 36 and 97.1 Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I didn't say I was buying one. I just said with my trade-in, the Dodge Hellcat wouldn't be as much.
That's true. And you're buying one. Why else would you even think in those terms if you weren't considering it?
I don't know. I just can't imagine. I don't know if it's capped off, but with anything that's considered a gas guzzler, there's a gas guzzler tax.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on the Dodge Challenger I have now, that's a 2010, I think the tax was like $1,500.
You just pay that one time?
Yeah. So I don't know if it's, that would be a car pro, Jerry Reynolds question.
I would imagine he would know.
Alfie, do you have Jerry's number?
Yes, I do.
See if you can get him on the phone.
You got it.
Because I've got Jerry, I just had Jerry look. But right now I'm looking at the Dodge Challenger. I think it's called a 392.
Okay.
It's just under the Hellcat and about $20,000 less.
Okay. Seems much more reasonable.
I don't know how many horsepower.
Is this the one with the scat package?
No, it's above the scat pack.
Okay.
I'm not buying anything that's called scat pack.
Good. I think that's smart on your part, because otherwise we're not going to let you live that down.
You drive a scat car.
Oh, look who it is. It's the Scat Man. Scat Man Martin. He's going to go to myplates.com. I heart scat.
And now we can literally call it a piece of Yeah, I got Jerry Reynolds looking for a few. Jeff Corn from DNN looking for a few.
Alfie says thumbs up.
Okay. Mr. Reynolds.
Well, hello, fellow loser.
Why am I a loser?
Well, both of us were nominated for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. Neither one of us made it.
I didn't want to be in. I said if anybody should be in, you should. Is Kevin rubbing that in your face?
Well, no, not so much. But, you know, Kevin.
Kevin
he
is
reverts back.
Kevin is in, right?
Yeah. He was a charter member, first year nominee.
Are you going to change the signature on all your outgoing emails?
You know, I think you nailed it on that second one.
Is Jerry at the bottom of his emails? He has KP. Is it KPIR?
KPIR Granbury.
It says his signature KPIR AM owner Granbury, Texas, nationally syndicated traffic or talk show host, auto expert, newspaper columnist. And I told him, I went, you should also add like hospice provider for Kevin McCarthy.
Wow. Damn.
Perfect. I'm going to do that. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to do that.
Or the other one I said at the end, forgot what I said. Also shot down in Iraq by an NPR or RPG.
Let's say NPR would be very.
NPR would be funny. Yeah. I got shot down by Polk Radio.
And I told you, Brian Williams would back me up on that.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, is there a cap on the gas guzzler tax that they throw on cars?
Yeah, I think it's $2,000.
Okay.
I review a new car every week, as you know. You and I talk about these things, but
and this week you're reviewing is did I get it right? A Rolls Royce Ghost.
No, not quite. It's the new Wraith, WRAITH, which is a two-door car, huge car, V12, suicide doors. And it's got a $2,000 gas guzzler tax. I got to think that's the
most. Is that a Rolls?
Yeah, it's a Rolls.
Okay.
Oh, it's a nice car, too.
I'm surprised they put the suicide doors back on cars because that just, unless they, some type of safety lock. Dan, do you guys know what suicide doors are?
It's the,
Jerry,
yeah, the ones that open up the other way.
Right.
Right.
Like the old Lincolns.
Yes.
Right, from the front. They open from the front of the door instead of the back of the door. And it's pretty cool because this is a two-door car, and it's so easy to get in and out of. The problem is the doors open so wide, they've got a power switch for both sides that you punch, and it closes the door for you.
And what's his car list for?
$397,200.
And who is it that lets you drive these?
Well, the manufacturers do. And I don't want to sound egotistical, but when you get up to a certain status as an auto reviewer and talk show host and
newspaper and columnist.
Don't forget Kevin's hospice caretaker. Then you get some of these cars. And I normally wouldn't review this car because I don't get very many questions on cars like this. I get a few out of the LA show.
Sometimes you're going to do it just because you can.
Well, and you turn them down, and you make them angry, and then you don't get a chance again. So I was lucky to get the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, which only a few got in the country to review just because it's such a scary car.
And in your review, you actually said, this car scared me.
It did. It was the first one that actually, when you jump on it, It actually scared me. The true story.
And I like the way that they come with the two key fobs. Like, yes. If you're going to let your wife drive it, then you give her that special key fob, which limits the car to 500 horsepower.
Oh. In case you want to slow her down.
Your key fob, you get the full, what is it, 707?
707, yeah. And the 500. I have a film crew that I work with every week. I gave them the 500 horsepower and said, be careful. When you get to 707 in that car, it is frightening.
What is the horsepower on the Dodge, the 392 I'm looking at?
It is 485 horses on the 392 and the Scat Pack, 6.4-liter Hemi. It's the SRT package. And 485 in that car feels real good, I got to tell you.
And they also have a button you can mash that lowers the car about a half an inch.
Yes, but it automatically does that when you reach 75 miles an hour. So it's going to hunker down. Uh-huh. You can either do it manually, or when you get to 75, it's going to do it for you.
Okay. You just made my hard.
Well, that's what I came
for. All right. So
what I woke up for today.
since I respect, obviously, your opinion, the Scat Pack or the 392?
You know, I really think the 392 is going to be more rare, and they're harder to get, but I'll get you one. I really think down the road, either one of those cars is going to be worth some money, but I think the 392 is going to be a car that's more valuable.
I'm not obviously if I'm buying a a car from or yeah I always buy. Jeff Korn at D&M said if you keep a car for more than 5 years, you should buy it. And he knows that I do. And this Challenger I've got now, I bought in late 2009. So obviously I keep them for a while. I don't expect them to increase in value unless they come with a flamethrower in the back and ejection seats and bat symbols.
But you know, some cars just do. If they're that rare and they're built in so few, and as many cars as you've got, if you can keep the miles low on either the 392 or the Scat Pack, I think this car will appreciate.
I think relatively they're low. I've had this the Challenger for a little over 5 years, and I've got 51,000 miles on it.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that low?
Yes, it's low.
Yes. Yeah, that's low. 15,000 miles a year is the average today. That makes a big difference.
There are old retired women that live in nursing homes that drive more than that.
Hey, what does Kevin McCarthy drive?
Oh, he's got a Nissan 350Z that's about 10 years old. I call his girl car. And then he just bought a new Explorer Sport with the EcoBoost engine that he kind of is in love with right now.
Where's he getting all the...
She can't keep a car very long. He wrecks them.
Is he? Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought he stopped drinking.
Well, he did, but doesn't mean he can drive.
Yeah, before he had an excuse.
Right. Bingo. Good job, Dan.
Thank you, Jerry.
So you like the 392. Any other? What about the new Corvettes?
You know, I bought one last year sitting in my garage right now. It's 2014, the new C7 that came out, and I've not even got to 1,000 miles on it yet. And if you love a car as much as I love this Corvette, you just don't want to drive it very much. You want to keep the miles low. And I was hoping you would do the same thing with this 392 Challenger. It's just a fantastic car, but my God, the Z06 is coming out pretty quick, and I'm not sure I can resist that.
What's the sticker on those?
It's in the low 80s.
No.
But damn.
What's the horsepower?
650.
Jeez. Why does he say that like he's... Jerry, why are you saying that like you're sad?
Well, because I know my Corvette's only 460, and when the Z06 comes out, I'm going to have one.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
It's going to cost me more money, right.
Yeah, you're going to spend $80,000 on a car. I'd be sad, too.
What a great car, though.
What else was I going to ask? You guys got any car questions? I mean, Jerry's here.
Jerry, what's the likelihood of my Kia Sportage appreciating?
Not real good, Dan. Not real good. I hate to tell you.
Oh, man. I thought maybe it was the one. I don't know. Go for it.
What's one of the better SUVs you've reviewed?
You know, in the large SUVs, I love all the new GM products that are made out in Arlington. I had the Escalade. I had the Tahoe. I had the Yukon all within the last year. They are doing such a great job on these things. Just had the Infiniti QX80, which is huge. Just didn't love that a whole lot, but I'm going to tell you, all the new GM products coming out of Arlington right now are fantastic. People are loving them. They're great quality, and it helps our local economy too.
I don't know why I got stuck on the Dodges, because I haven't really been a Dodge person, after I bought, obviously, the General Lee,
mm-hmm.
I became one. But the I just like the look. The Challengers, the new Challengers, look like the 69 Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, they're the most retro of all three of the big sport coupes, which is the Mustang, the Camaro, and the Challenger. And I'm going to tell you something. My pick is also the Challenger because it is retro. They don't get fancy inside. Makes you think like we're back at Samuel High School. You remember how all the cars looked back then. Yet they've got all the safety features. They've got all the fun stuff that comes in a car today. And horsepower with these 8-speed automatic transmissions is phenomenal. And when you're out on the highway cruising at a reasonable speed, they get pretty damn good gas mileage.
Which car are you talking about gets decent gas mileage? Because the Challenger I've got now, the SRT8, the average is like 15.2 miles per gallon.
The new Hemi, the 6.4 Hemi in the newer Challengers, is getting 23 to 24 miles per gallon out on the highway.
You're going to make me swear again.
No, don't hit the button. Hit the button if you have to. But every year, cars get more fuel efficient. They have to. They've got to be at a 52.5 mile per gallon average in just 10 years. And the problem is they've done all the easy stuff now. Now it's going to get serious. But they're getting better mileage every single year.
So who do you think the next manufacturer is going to be? Because now that Dodge has raised the bar, and you've got the Hellcat with 707 horsepower. That's the most horsepower in any production car. Who do you think's next to beat that?
You know, it's hard to say. I would guess that probably Ford will probably be there. They've got a 650-horse Shelby that's production right now. Wouldn't take a whole lot to get that thing to 715. And if they do, then we'll be talking about that too. I've driven the Shelby. It's an amazing car. But still, all said and done, I'm just a fan of the Hellcat if you could keep it on the ground. The next step with the Hellcat, they've got to make it all-wheel drive so that it'll dig in and go. Otherwise, you're just going to be burning tires.
What? I forgot what I was going to ask. I'm out. I spaced it.
Well, that's okay. Good show today.
Yeah.
I forgot how to broadcast.
Good job. Yay. Hey, what do you think about the Teslas?
You know, I won't review a Tesla. I'm intrigued with the car. I think it's a great car. The technology is going to be great. And I think it's going to do super. But there was one reviewer that did a Tesla review that wasn't kind to it. And Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla, sued the reviewer. So I've had the chance to review it, and I won't do it without a waiver from him. I'm going to give a car an honest review no matter what, good or bad. And I'm not going to take the risk on getting sued because, frankly, he's brilliant in some ways. He's an idiot in other ways. And I'm just not going
to
mess with it.
Well, yeah, if you're going to review a car, you have to be like a Consumer Reports of, hey, we're not taking any money.
Mm-hmm.
We're right. Here's what it is, and like it or don't. And the Dodge Scat Pack, that car, you gave 5 out of 5 stars.
Oh, absolutely. And I probably should have given it 5.5, which I've done a couple of times. But that car was just so good, and it was such a good value. I'm different from a lot of reviewers. A lot of reviewers go real technical with their reviews, and I don't. I want people to know, here's the car, here's what I think, here's how it stacks up against cars that are in the exact same segment. And I gave that one 5 out of 5 stars. It probably deserved 5.5, to be honest with you. It was just a great car.
So you feel the same way about the Dodge 392?
Yeah, I do. And I had the 392. I just didn't review it totally because I'd already done the Scat Pack. But it's every bit as nice. And I know you and I have been going back and forth about stripes. You're going to have to get over yourself.
I don't like something about the my car, the Challenger, has a big decal on the hood,
mm-hmm.
but it's so dark you can't see it unless you get up on the car. It's almost like a carbon fiber finish, but it's really dark. There's nothing on the rest of the car. I'm just not big into stripes or decals unless it's a bat or a 01.
And that's the way the 392 that I had was. It was a black metallic car, but it had flat black stripes. And you couldn't see them all the time, but when you saw them, it looked really good. It came all the way across the hood and down the side of the car.
Jerry's right. That would look sweet. That way it's kind of a little bit of a stripe, but it's not so much that you hate the stripes, Russ.
Hey, what'd you get for that radio station you bought in Granbury?
Well, now? Really?
Yeah. It's an AM. What is it? 14
AM. It's 14:20 AM in Granbury, and we're trying to get an FM translator for it right now. But it's a fun little thing. You know, it was kind of a hobby, and a friend of mine owned it. He got in a little bit of financial issues and needed to sell it. But
how many
he
watts?
Didn't want to give it up. It's 1,000 watts.
I got blow dryers that are more powerful than that.
Damn.
Well, so
what's the coverage on it? How tall is the antenna?
Oh, I got 5 antennas.
Well, you got an array.
It's a directional thing. Yeah. We get out all over. We get out from downtown Fort Worth all the way to Weatherford and then south to Glen Rose and some of the other. But, you know, hey,
It's just a little small, but look, what do you radio station.
What do you carry on it?
What do you mean?
Well, what format?
Oh, we're Talk in the Morning. The guy that owned it, it's a good buddy of mine. He's also my producer at the Car Pro Show. He does talk show live from 6 to 9, and then we go country music after that, and we convert to Fox Sports on the weekends and cover football and basketball and whatever else is going on out there.
You need an overnight trucking show?
Oh, no.
I do. I've heard the overnight trucking show, yes. I think that would be a perfect thing for KPR. I really do.
Okay. What's your website?
It is carprousa.com, and I just came up with it. I just started a new website the first of the year, and it is, I must say, pretty good.
It is. I looked at it because I wanted to see your review on the Challenger, and it's really good to easy to navigate, and I don't know what production company you're using for the filming, but it's
coming out of Houston.
Looks really good.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
And I thank you for your donations.
Oh, you know what? Your foundation, dude, means so much to me. I was a DPD reserve officer for over a decade, and I was out there with them. You couldn't tell the difference between our uniform and DPD's uniform. You know, if you're going to get shot, you're going to get shot. And I so appreciate what you do.
I wasn't looking for a compliment. I appreciate the fact every time, in fact, there was... You sent a donation last week. You went, I haven't donated in a while, and I feel guilty. And with Jerry, it's always a grand, regardless.
Well, I'm thankful that I haven't had to send one in a good while now. But I know you still need money. It still takes money to operate those things. And
it takes us nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We probably almost 99.3% of the money that comes in goes into the foundation. We have... Most of the money goes out is just because of PayPal.
Well, it was Ryan McDonald that turned me on to it. And you talk about Ryan quite often at Lakeside.
Oh, Ryan McDonald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought
he's awesome. Yeah. He's a great guy.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your show is on what time on BAP on the weekends?
We are 9 to 11 on BAP. We are 2 to 4 on KRLD.
And that's a rebroadcast.
That's a rebroadcast.
Yeah, no, I tried calling Sunday and couldn't get through.
Yeah, you probably won't be able to.
What is it, Dan?
Jerry's website, carprousa.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not there anymore.
Oh,
what's there?
That's bad news.
It's error establishing a database connection, so I'm pretty sure you killed the site, Russ.
Locked up your site, slick.
You might want to go check your web hits, Jerry.
You know, I probably will do that right now.
All right. Thank you again, boss.
Thanks, fellas.
All right. Jerry Reynolds, CarPro USA.
Man, you killed it good. It was like all flashy and it was nice on the homepage. And then I clicked on radio and then it just went to black and white and just error. Man, just sad.
I'm the king of denial of service. Ask any chick that I've ever dated. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
510, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Account Tips. Not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off, though, in Fort Worth. Northbound 35W right at Seminary Drive. Look at that accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-20. And a pretty big side street accident for you in Dallas. Westbound Northwest Highway just east of Marsh. The road there is completely shut down due to an accident right at Mixon Drive. Traffic there is all jacked up through that area. Just try and avoid that if you can. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a big concert announcement. Plus, as soon as she's done announcing this big mystery concert, she'll give away a pair of Winner Before You Can Buy Them tickets to it. Listen tomorrow morning, 8:25. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by GEICO. Cold tonight, a chance of some flurries and a low of 32. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 56. Right now, it's 36. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
talked to Jerry. They found three Hellcats in North Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But man, $65,000.
Yeah, but like you said, you might get 2021 for your current car, which greatly reduces that price tag.
I'm still kind of in the mental state of, I like to stop around, if it was really, really a car I wanted, maybe 50. Beyond that, that's just, I don't know, it's a car.
Some people don't view them as cars, though. They see it as status symbols.
I got status symbol.
Yes, you do. You have your status symbol vehicles. You just need your daily driver.
702 horsepower, is that right?
Seven. 707.
Seven.
I guarantee you Dodge doesn't want to be beat out of that extra five.
I mean, that was what I was going to ask Jerry when I spaced of what is Dodge, what do they claim the top end is? Because you know they're lying. Because they're going to go, oh, no, no, the car won't go over 160.
No, it does. I've seen news stories about it. I just can't remember what the exact numbers.
Well, I'm just saying what they tell the government. No, no, 160. That's probably about it.
Oh, okay.
Well, nothing beyond that.
They might want to wipe their Google results then.
Because when you're talking about just sheer blunt force trauma horsepower. In fact, I would bet that Hellcat could almost keep up with one of the Jap bikes. And I like the fact that the car lowers itself when you hit 75. That's the part that made my hard.
I'm seeing a lot of 204, 1206. Sorry, it goes 200.
Okay.
That might be too much car for you.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying that's pretty fast.
With a man that likes to speed.
And that's what worries me about it. You like to go fast, Ricky Bobby. And this car scares a car expert.
Yeah, but how often does Jerry drive fast? Jerry's not an old guy. He's only a few years older than maybe three. So we both went to Samuel High School in Pleasant Grove.
Mm-hmm.
We're both Spartans.
Yeah, you are.
I don't swallow. Now, plus the insurance. Nobody ever calculates that in when they're buying a car. And I know when I call, who do I have my car under? Farmers. We ain't got no numbers on a Hellcat.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just probably going to have to charge you $1,000 a month until we figure it out.
Damn.
Jesus.
Well, when you got a car with a limited production, right now they probably have no actuarial charts.
Right.
On the Hellcats.
What are you paying now for your SRT?
I don't know.
I mean, you're...
About $800 a year.
Oh, God, I was going to say. Because mm-hmm. your driving record's impeccable.
Thank God.
It shouldn't be. It should be littered with speeding tickets, but they keep letting you out of them.
I don't ask to get let out.
I didn't say you got asked to be let out.
If you pull me over for having no front license plate, I say I ain't got no plate. I admitted to it. Why don't you write me a ticket?
And they don't. I'm not. I
don't think the cop with the Frisco cop that stopped me for the no front plate, I don't think he knew who I was. Not that I'm anybody to know, but I don't think he knew about me or the foundation.
He may not have initially.
He knew my car didn't smell of alcohol. Why else would you pull somebody over at 8:40 at night?
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, while I'm sitting still, so you know I'm not speeding.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else on the car is current. Notice you didn't have a front plate. Yeah. Did you know that? Yes, I did. Okay, I'll be right back.
And that's why you got to be careful. And then
I got to be careful because it's not just insurance on one car. My insurance on all the cars would go up.
Mm-hmm. So they don't see the... How do they figure out what the insurance should be on a Batmobile?
Just give them appraise value.
Okay.
They base it on that.
Do they have to actually ask you if the ejection seats function?
They just want to know appraise value. They didn't ask about any type of safety features or danger features.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure if they were to test the flamethrower.
Yeah, do they know about that?
The place that I go does.
So your insurance doesn't know you got a jet engine in your car?
It doesn't have a jet engine.
It looks like one.
It has a flamethrower.
Okay, well, either way.
Yeah, that's something you just leave off the other section when filling out your insurance.
Yeah. Stuff. Any accessories? Does it have an alarm? Yes. Mm-hmm. Have ejector seats? No.
Does it have anything else we should know about? If you checked yes, please explain in the area provided.
Mm-hmm. I will need more than one page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know why the phone lines are ringing, but news, audio.
We did the crazy man. Oh, there was we didn't get a chance to play it last week. I wanted you to hear it because it's just entertaining. Audio cut 4. This was a woman at a Walmart in, I think it was it Deer Park, Texas? She got into a fight with a tax advisor because at Walmart you can go get your taxes done. They have stores in there. You can go get your taxes done. Well, this woman who was a customer at the Walmart got into it with one of the tax advisors, and you can just hear for yourself what happened.
I'm not going to take your poor ass on about this stuff.
My poor ass
with me.
My poor ass.
You better go, woman. You better back up off me.
What you got tonight, bitch?
You better back, bitch. Your mama's a bitch, you bitch.
Are these two women? The tax advisor, the tax preparer is a chick, too?
Yes.
You better back on up. I'm going to get you.
Huh, yeah.
List that on your itemized deductions. You're deducting $2,000 because you lost your at work? I think that's more workman's.
Supposedly, the backstory on this was the day before this altercation, the woman had gone to the tax preparer desk, basically, and said, hey, I need help with my taxes. And the two of them, for some reason, had kind of gotten into it the day before. And then this woman's back at Walmart the next day buying groceries or whatever, and then they see each other, and then they just get into it all over again.
I'm not going to take your poor ass on about this stuff.
My poor ass.
With me.
My poor ass.
You better go, woman. You better
what,
back
what
up off me.
What you got tonight,
bitch? You better back, bitch. Your mama's a bitch,
you
bitch. Your mama won. Your mama won.
My mom's a bitch.
Your mama won, and you come here messing with me. Your mama won.
Which one is the preparer, and which one is the customer?
The
louder one.
The louder one is the tax preparer.
Okay.
The one that yelled at your mama won. That's the preparer.
Yeah, my mom's a bitch.
Your mama won, and you come here messing with me. Your mama won.
What?
That was when the customer headbutted the tax preparer.
Your mama's a bitch, and I know all these other stuff that you brought in here is bullshit. You too stupid to have a damn job. Your mama's
old. Now it's weave snatching time.
Brady, stop.
She's coming to mess with me. I'm working.
You better get him.
You better get him.
Stop.
You better get him. I'm at
she
work.
At me.
I'm at work. You keep paying me. Well, that's all right. This woman came in here messing with me.
And I'm the last one you will mess with. I'm H&R, bitch. what was the customer mad about?
I don't even remember what it was, but there was just some general unpleasantness.
How come I can't deduct a condom as a business expense?
You would think.
That was something I didn't know Walmart added.
Yes, I've actually seen them in there. Like, if you walk, it's around the front of the store where they have like the eyeglasses and the dentist stuff. I think they have that as well.
They have dentist stuff?
Is it dentist? Yeah, yeah, they've got it. At some of the Walmarts, they've got that.
I know at Sam's, I've seen they'll do teeth whitening on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Walmart's really turning into sort of like that. If you need it, any type of function, then you can do it there.
I come in here and I got my eyeglasses. Mm-hmm. I got my blood pressure checked. Mm-hmm. I knew I need to get my taxes done, and Walmart just finished with my hysterectomy, and now you go screw me around on my taxes.
Yeah, it was in Deer Park. A woman who headbutted another shopper. That one, another shopper, though. During a fight at a Walmart, was charged with assault. The assault took place on February 7th. Cell phone video of the fight shows Jessica Albitz headbutting Alice Keener, which set off a brawl between the two.
Is this actually Walmart Tax Services, or is it like an H&R Block inside a Walmart?
I think it's a Jackson Hewitt, which is inside
Walmart. Okay, so it's a franchise of something other.
Yeah. Police said Keener, the tax preparer, originally declined to press charges, but an evaluation by a dentist determined that the headbutt knocked... knocked two of her front teeth loose.
Damn.
That's right. The Walmart dentist said that you knocked two of my teeth loose. And now one of my boobs hurt, so I might have to go back over to the plastic surgeon over there next to groceries and get my ditty fixed.
What do you got on hold, Alfie?
Those are people calling about Hellcat stuff.
Why are we going back to that? I'm not paying $65,000, and you know, $65,000. If anybody's got one and they only made $1,000, if MSRP is $65,000, there's going to be market adjustments, which means they're going to tack it on. How bad you want this Hellcat? Mm-hmm. I don't want it that badly. Okay, $85,000 now. And they've done that to different cars, not Dodge, but different cars that were, but you couldn't find everywhere. They may have done that to the whoever made the Vipers. Is that Dodge?
Yeah.
They may have done that. All right. Which one? Almost called you Ricky Bobby. Which one?
Wow. Line 5.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, Bobby.
Yeah, I was just calling to say that the 2015 rules for NASCAR have reduced the horsepower to 725. So basically, the Hellcat is only 18 horsepower difference than the upcoming season of NASCAR cars.
Oh, my God.
So I think Jerry Reynolds is probably right. 707 is a little much for me. All right. Thanks. All right. What did the guy on 2 want?
He was saying that he has the Hellcat version of the Charger, and he loves his like crazy, that you'll enjoy a Hellcat Challenger.
I'd like to know what his insurance is. Obviously, if I combine all mine together, because that's what I do, my car insurance, home insurance,
yeah,
you get a discount.
Sure.
But they can't have any stats on the Hellcats.
Not yet, but...
If it's 707 horsepower and no other car, mass-produced cars, had that much horsepower, what are they going to base it on?
They'll probably go to what Jerry sort of compared it to in its segment, which would be a Z06, a Mustang Shelby. That's what it's going to have to be compared to.
I don't know. I am not getting a Hellcat. I'm not.
You're right. It's too much for you.
I just paid $60 bunches of money for property taxes. And I like to balance out I keep myself to a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't spend that much every month. So the house is the only thing that I don't own. Everything else I own.
Right.
So if I bought a car, I'm going to pay cash for it only because I save up. When I got enough money, I buy whatever car I want. That's why I'll keep one for 5 or 6 years. Damn. $65,000.
Mm-hmm. If you think about it, it's actually a pretty good deal to own a NASCAR.
Yeah.
Because those cars cost like $250,000. Here, you're getting one. Dude, 65? That's a steal.
Let's say you got like 22, lucked out, got 22 for your other car. Trade in.
Oh yeah, that extra grand, that's going to help balance things out a lot.
Say, where's your point? You know what I mean? Because you were pretty excited at the beginning of the show when you said 21. If I get 21,
mm-hmm.
And it's the way that you said it.
It's in perfect condition. My car.
Mm-hmm.
Low miles.
clean.
No.
Once you clean it out.
It is cleaned out. Last time I had it serviced over at Sewell.
They cleaned it?
Yeah. Bobby Moorhead, who handles, I guess, the Lexus division.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby goes, they'll pick it off, pick it up, and they'll drop me off a car. That's where I send it. He goes, the detailer had to charge an extra $50, and I've never seen him do that.
Wow. Oh, my God. You're a mess.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Still not a whole lot going on. Let's get started off from Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Seminary. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from I-20. In Allen, northbound 121, just before Stacy Road, got a stalled vehicle there blocking traffic. Traffic is jacked up into Plano back from Custer Road. And a big sign shoot accident for you in Dallas, westbound Northwest Highway, just east of Marsh, right at Mixon Drive. Road there is completely shut down due to an accident. Traffic is all sorts of jacked up in that area. Call number 9 wins a pair of tickets to go see the Dallas Stars take on the Anaheim Ducks at the AAC March 1st for Military Appreciation Night. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Taco Bell. Tonight, cold. Some spread out flurries are possible with a low of 32. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 56. Right now, it is 36. A 97.1, the Eagle.
Dingleberry, a piece of dried fecal matter caught in the hair around the asshole. See also
The Russ Martin Show on 97.1, the Eagle. K-E-G-L, the Eagle. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right. More audio. You want to start news?
Man, let's start news.
Okay. 5:38, Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, February 16th, 2015. Birthdays today. The younger sister of Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, Elizabeth Olsen, turns 26. She's actually going to be in the new Avengers movie as the Scarlet Witch. Rebecca Lord, porn star, turns 42. She starred in just over 300 films, including Beaver and Buttface and Rear and Pleasant Danger. John McEnroe, tennis great, 56. Lisa Loring, the original Wednesday from the Addams Family, turns 57. Cop killer Ice-T is 57. LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow and Geordi LaForge on Star Trek Ting, as Kenzie calls it, is 58. And the greatest American hero, he turned 64 today. Remember his name?
I do not. I know Robert Culp played the cop guy, and that's it.
Mm. William Catt. He turned 64.
Well, there's somebody else on there?
As far as some dead people, let me see. Lupe Fiasco. Jerome Bettis.
Lupe Fiasco sounded like he was destined to die.
Jerome Bettis.
No.
Christopher Eccleston.
No.
Andy Taylor?
Yeah.
What's he from?
Andy Griffith Show.
No. It's the guitarist from Duran Duran.
Oh.
Not the Sheriff of Mayberry.
Okay.
Kim Jong-il, who died in 2011.
Too bad.
Sonny Bono would have been 80 today.
Three.
Hugh Beaumont died in 1982.
Too hard on the beaver.
Margot Hemingway passed away in 96.
I don't know if she died.
Margot, not Mariel.
Either way.
Okay. Yeah, she OD'd on sedatives, becoming the fifth person in her family to kill herself, though her sister Mariel still denies it, saying the original coroner's report called it an epileptic seizure.
Who was her dad?
Dad was, I guess, her grandfather was Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah. Didn't he blow his head off or something?
Believe so.
Yes, he did.
The only reason I know that, it was an episode of The Family Guy.
It's important that you know it.
Brian walked in. They were doing the time travel thing. Hey, can I get your autograph? And he blew his head off.
Damn, too late.
It's sad that I get most of my history from television.
At least you get it. I mean, you could have known some of, well, Hemingway would have been more of like English or literature class as opposed to history, but.
No, never took any of that. Is that it?
English?
I took English.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But in Pleasant Grove, that was mostly just how to speak it.
Gotcha. A hacking ring has stolen up to $1 billion from banks around the world in what would be one of the biggest banking breaches known. The hackers have been active since at least the end of 2013 and infiltrated more than 100 banks in 30 countries. After gaining access to banks' computers through phishing schemes and other methods, they lurk for months to learn the bank's systems, taking screenshots and even video of employees using their computers. Once the hackers become familiar with the bank's operations, they use that knowledge to steal money without raising suspicions, programming ATMs.
Well, hang on, back up. They hack the security cameras? You said once they became familiar with the banking employees, their procedures.
I don't know if it's through the cameras, probably partly through the cameras, but also I think through their actual computers. Probably a lot of the computers that have the built-in webcams.
Okay. Plus, there's software that you can install.
And you can see what they're doing.
Keystroke.
Yeah.
Keystroke is for chicks.
Mm-hmm. So the hackers become familiar with the bank's operations, and they use that knowledge to steal money without raising suspicions, programming ATMs to dispense money at specific times, or setting up fake accounts and transferring money into them. And they
is this all banks or particular bank?
100 banks in 30 countries.
Okay.
The hackers seem
in that instance, you don't know. Do they go after the big ones who are going to be harder to breach, like Bank of America or Chase? Or are they going to go for the smaller ones like Leone's Bank and Trust?
Leone's?
I don't know. I was thinking about something.
Most of the targets have been in Russia, the U.S., Germany, China, Ukraine, although the attackers may be expanding throughout Asia, the Middle East, Africa, Europe. In one case, a bank lost $7.3 million through ATM fraud. In another case, a financial institution lost $10 million by the attackers exploiting its online banking platform. And this report did not identify the bank, so I can't answer some of those questions you had. But they limit their theft to about $10 million before moving on to another bank, part of the reason why the fraud was not detected sooner. And they're unusual because they actually target the banks themselves as opposed to customers and their account info.
I know today we have to be connected. You just have to be. But you would think there would be certain information that you just go, look, this is not going to be online. Disconnect the Ethernet cable.
Mm-hmm.
All this information will stay in house, and if you want it to be secure, just mail me something. Because hackers are too lazy to mess with the postal system.
But on the other hand, with the mail system, you still have to shred stuff that has sensitive stuff on it because people will dig through your trash trying to find your stuff.
Fine with me. I shred all my stuff. Then I pee and shushi on it. It's like, if you want this information, I need one of the cross shredders.
Jesus.
You want it that bad? You've earned it. I'll even vomit the trash can that I've shredded up paperwork.
Accidentally, though, right?
No, I'll do it just to throw stuff on top of the paper. Like you're going to hack me. This will not be an easy task.
So you take part in bulimic fraud protection?
If I throw up on... Okay, I see what you're saying. If I throw up on... Because I'm sick.
Okay. I was just making sure. I was trying to see.
It's not part of the shredding process. Shred it and then have some nice beef stew.
Man, Russ is really, really serious. He actually vomits into the paper shredder. Ha-ha. Anyways. Bob Dylan. He decided to backpedal a little bit on the comments he made about our old friend Merle.
Right, because I'll kick his dog ass.
Bob Dylan better stop talking that on that damn radio.
At the Music Cares ceremony, Bob Dylan complained about Merle not liking his music. And then
Bob Dylan, really?
I know. And then compared him unfavorably to Buck Owens. In an interview posted on
You don't want Jack with two genres. Rock, you can get away with.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to mess with country or rap. Because rap, they'll come get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got rid of Def Jam. It's just called Dead Jam Record now. And we ain't got no problem killing Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan.
Anyway, in an interview posted on his website, Dylan said the comments were taken out of context.
They were taken out of context.
He said, I wasn't dissing Merle.
I was a 60s Jerry Seinfeld.
He said, I wasn't dissing Merle, not the Merle I know. What I was talking about happened.
Is a different Merle that. It's a friend of his?
Yeah. He says, what I was talking about happened a long time ago, maybe in the late 60s. I'd seen an interview where he was going on about hippies and me and the counterculture, and it kind of stuck in my mind and hurt.
Lumping... Oh, well, then he's got a problem with a song, Okie from Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't like our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in wherever Bob Dylan lives,
mm-hmm.
which I think are the lyrics.
Sounds right. Anyways, he says, I'd seen in an interview where he was going on about hippies and me and the counterculture, and it kind of stuck in my mind and hurt, lumping me in with everything he didn't like. But of course, times have changed, and he's changed too. If hippies were around today, he'd be on their side, and he himself is part of the counterculture.
How do you have any idea what Merle Haggard, what his mindset is?
He makes it sound like they're friends now.
All right. Obviously, people's perspectives change as you get older because you go through different things. You have different life experiences. You're going, okay, maybe I shouldn't hate people that haven't done anything to me. Maybe I shouldn't hate people just because they have different theologies. I can't see Merle changing a whole lot.
Mm-mm. He's pretty much just Merle.
Merle Haggard, say something bad about me, I'm going to whoop your ass.
You're short.
So what if I'm short?
You said to say something.
Well, I'll bring Roy Clark with me.
Oh, no. That's an ass-kicking party.
That big fat guy that runs a diner on Hee Haw. My boy will f*** you up.
Dylan concluded by saying, I have the highest regard for him, his songs, his talent. He's also a bit of a philosopher. He's serious and he's funny. He's a complete man, and we're friends these days. We have a lot in common.
So when was it he posted or sent an interview?
It was part of his acceptance speech at the Music Cares thing, which was
recent.
It was like the day, 2 days before the Grammys.
Okay, well, if you're friends with Merle, you wouldn't have said those things.
He's in his explanation, in his backpedaling, he's trying to say, what I was talking about was the Merle back in the 60s, not the Merle now.
Why say anything about Merle in your acceptance speech? Supposed to be about you.
He was talking for half an hour. Half an hour. And he name-dropped all these different people, whether they were famous musicians or critics or whatever. Basically, it was half an hour of him saying, some people don't like me.
There are a lot of people that don't like people that are successful. With you, they don't like you because you suck.
Superheroes who cannot have sex.
What?
Yeah. The internet is very list-obsessed, and someone decided to put together, I don't know how many they did, but it was a large number of superheroes who cannot have sex.
Spider-Man, one of them?
Number four.
Oh, he is, really?
Yeah, I've got the top five.
I tell you why Spider-Man can't have sex. He's a Kansas City.
What?
Got no car, barely keep a job. No chick wants to have sex with a guy who rides a bicycle everywhere.
That's part of the charm of his story. He's a superhero, but he's a broke, you know, 20-something. He's basically a broke kid.
There are other superheroes that are rich. I don't have to point them out. Batman can have sex.
Batman didn't even work for his money. He's bored with a silver spoon.
How dare you?
I'm just saying, if you make it sound like Batman went out there and like built some multi-billion-dollar company.
He went out and got his own training. He did.
Spider-Man didn't even need training.
No, he gets it handed to him. Just like Bruce Wayne handed his had his money handed to him.
Okay.
Oh, I'm too stupid. I got bit by a spider. How come a spider turd can't have sex?
Because he has radioactive blood, and that means his other body fluids would be radioactive as well. Therefore, it's not so much you're pregnant as much as it is you got cancer.
Okay.
The Thing from Fantastic Four comes in at number five. It's because he's made of rock all over, so they're saying that wouldn't be possible. I don't think you can lube that up.
You can lube it up. It's rocky for your pleasure. Plus, you can't tell when I get genital warts.
Number three is Superman. And this is because they say he's just too powerful, it'd be too easy for him to get worked up in the heat of the moment and hurt somebody.
Now, that doesn't make any sense. Mm. Well, I mean, because in normal everyday life, he shakes hands, he opens doors, he doesn't crush things. He kissed Lois Lane. He's done too many things. Obviously, he's learned how to gauge his super. We really talked about this. Mm-hmm. Control his superpowers.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's not like he looks deeply into Lois's eyes and then burns a hole in her head because of his heat vision. You're right. He's figured that part out. Number two is Rogue from X-Men. She can't touch anyone else because she absorbs their memories, strength, and physical abilities.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's like running around with just instant roofies.
But with her, because I'm not well-versed in the comics, but I've seen the movies. She wears gloves so she doesn't touch anybody. So wouldn't that be okay if the guy just had a condom on? I mean, she still couldn't touch her, but you got that.
I don't know. I don't know who it is. I don't know the chick. I don't really care.
Yeah. Number one, you will like this, Hancock.
Will Smith.
Yes. There's actually a deleted scene from the movie where Will Smith hooks up with a chick. And they do have sex, but he has to throw her off before he finishes because he shoots holes in the roof of his trailer.
Why would they cut that out?
I don't know. That's awesome. I actually looked it up earlier and thought, why would they delete that? I thought it was great. Because that movie was so cool because it showed you all the different sides of, the backside of being a superhero. And, the anguish that may come along with it. And the fact that you save the day, but you end up getting sued by insurance companies for breaking all everybody's cars.
You should have known I was going to have a problem. I'm Mike Lowry. Yeah. And now it's Hancock. I with the lightning.
And I like how they actually tackled that.
How come you only had sex with him once? He shot all the way through my hole. Now they call me Swiss cheese. Then people can get me confused with me and that Dallas cup.
Damn. It also sucks if you think about it. For Hancock to realize that he's that potent, that means someone got it. Someone's buried somewhere after he learned this valuable lesson. Better hope he's not into Bukkake.
I'm into the pull-out method.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then shoot at my face. Not a good idea.
They also were guessing that Superman would probably have the same issue.
Shooting too hard?
Shooting right through a lady.
Seems like he'd be a premature ejaculator.
Well, the Flash would be.
Yeah, they haven't really addressed that in the series of The Flash.
Superhero sex is really one of those things you're like,
Obviously, Iron Man's not going to have any issues.
No. Batman's going to introduce a lot of toys.
Where does he get all these fabulous toys? Why'd they put this list together?
It's the internet. It's clickbait. Something to make you click through slideshows.
What about Aquaman? I don't know how long he can stay out of water.
I don't know, but he could always, in case
a dolphin.
Yeah, if he ever gets tired, he can always send a dolphin in to finish the job. Or an octopus.
Other superheroes. I'm drawing a blank.
Captain America. I think he'd be pretty vanilla. He's just really strong.
Hulk.
Hulk. Ooh, that might be a problem.
Yeah, you don't want to dirty talk him in bed. I didn't have an orgasm. Really? You ever had stitches?
A 20-year-old American man was badly gored during a bull running festival.
This is the running of the bulls?
Yeah. Is out of intensive care and improving. Benjamin Miller is from Georgia.
Why is this even a story?
It was just because of how bad it was.
Who cares? You're running with the bulls. You're running in a narrow street with, is it one bull or a bunch?
It's a bunch. But it only takes one.
Look at me. I'm a man. I'm running with bulls with another, 2,000 people. Thinking, what are my chances? Well.
It's like I've always said, it's fish of the berry. If you're pokey, that's not a bull going to get you.
This guy is pokey. Benjamin Miller from Georgia was out of danger and not likely to have to undergo any further operations. He suffered several wounds, including a 16-inch goring in the thigh.
Yeah, bulls have horns.
Yes. And they say
well,
thigh.
I did not understand. I thought they meant a beep beep horn.
Oh.
It's my first running with a bull.
Clearly. And they say thigh, but it wasn't on the front of his leg. I mean, I saw the photo, one of the crucial photos. It looks like he's getting it up the tuchus from that bull. I mean, so basically it got him, I think, up right in the hamstring towards the inner thigh area. 16 inches.
I don't know why that's considered a, what do you call it, rite of passage for men?
I guess some type of rite of passage, yeah.
I'm a man. I ran with the bulls.
Yeah, what else happened?
I got it up the ass.
Still feel like a man?
Not as much. Now all I say is beer.
Get it?
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. And the check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Taco Bell. There's not a whole lot going on. We'll get started off in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Preston Road. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is back from the high five. In Allen, northbound 121, just before Stacy Road, got a car fire blocking pretty much everything but the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from Custer Road. Fire's out now, but firefighters out there blocking all sorts of traffic so they can clean that crap up. And finally in Fort Worth, northbound 35, WRI at Seminary, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up, back from I-20. Again, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Tonight will be cold with a low of 32 and some spread out flurries are possible. Tomorrow, sunny and 56. Right now, 36 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Go ahead, Daniel.
All right. A new survey asked women to name the thing that makes them the most attracted to a man besides looks or personality.
That makes women more attractive to men?
A new survey asked women to name the thing that makes them most attracted to a man besides looks or personality.
All right, what they look for in a man?
Yeah.
A man.
I have five.
Nice car.
Number four, driving an expensive car.
Big house.
Number two, having a big house.
Lots of money.
Number three, making a lot of money.
Dresses nice.
Fancy clothes. Number five.
What I got left? One?
Number one. The only thing not money-based.
Got a big...
No. When you have all these other things, that really don't matter. You've got four of them.
I got four of what?
Of number one.
Cars? Dogs.
Yes.
Yeah, the only one I don't fit into is dressing nice.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you got four of the five. And you're capable of dressing nice. You just don't have to because of our job.
And if you want, we can change that.
That is true. Alfie knows lots of stylists.
I don't believe I would let Alfie style me.
I wouldn't be the one styling. You would get somebody pro.
No, actually, Alfie, you could do it.
I could.
You dress pretty snappy.
If you want, we can take you down to North Park or Willow Bend, something like that.
I like to shop at the Gap.
We can get you good stuff at the Gap.
Yeah, get him a nice sweater vest.
Sometimes I buy clothes at Spencer's.
Okay, well, that's fine for maybe a weekend or something.
Is it one of those shirts that looks plain unless it's under a black light?
I don't know. They sell nice stuff at Spencer's.
Yes, they do.
No, if you've got it. First of all, I'm not telling a chick how much I make. The car I drive is pretty much, to me, it's not a playing car, but it's not something like I'm driving around a Terry Dorsey.
No. Yeah, that'll turn more heads.
That's why, even though I like the Corvettes, that's just a little...
Too flashy for you?
It is. If I want to go out and flash, I'll take out one of the TV cars.
Mm-hmm.
No. And if they know you're in some form of, air quotes, entertainment, that's why I refer to radio. Oh, he's a disc jockey. He's a talk show host. I want to date a celebrity. You can. That does not mean that an orgasm is guaranteed.
And really, if...
I mean, it means one is guaranteed, but not for you.
If you're out trying to find a celebrity to hook up with and you land on radio person, you are really scraping the bottom of the barrel, man. That's just, oof.
Well, why am I bottom of the barrel? I'm Cruz from Kiss FM. Don't you see that on the front of my satin jacket?
There obviously are a couple of exceptions.
And do you really want to tell that to anybody? You know, if you're in that social circle.
Yeah, you got to brag about your conquest.
You know, well, I'm talking about chicks. He took me to Spago's SquarePants.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The chick's got to brag.
Oh, what does he do? Is he a CEO of something? He's in radio. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. Did you feel bad for him? Is this community service? Is he a former vet?
Because then we'd understand.
Because you feel like he needed to be rewarded. No, that's why I don't like radio people. Oh, we got to get together. We got to have conventions. We have to honor ourselves and have a Texas Radio Broadcast Hall of Fame.
And the only reason that those things exist is for when most radio people get tired of jerking themselves. They need someone else to take over for a bit.
Well, that's what everything with Hollywood is, with the award season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to have all these awards so everybody gets their rooster sucked. And you have to have all the different ones, the Golden Globes, the Academies, the Emmys.
My God.
The People's Choice Awards.
The SAG Awards.
I think only old chicks should win that. And I want proof before I give you the award.
Damn, Kathy Bates won again. Damn.
She must be training. Hanging weights off of them.
Oh.
Feeding children that ain't hers.
What?
Nothing.
That is kind of troubling.
So who do they survey for those five qualities?
What was women,
I know it was women, but...
This was actually it was done over in the UK.
I'm going to guess pretty much women universally have the same taste, short of women who grew up in third world countries where they're happy if you hand them a mud hole.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's got plumbing. And he's got four goats.
Four goats.
Practically royalty.
I must marry him. I must talk to his father. I will call him.
Hello, Walt Garrison.
Sorry, Ben.
Does your son have four goats?
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Four goats chasing them around all the time. Then I got all the goat babies.
So I will have grand goats?
Grand goats.
A group of people in Russia run a YouTube channel called Stop a Douchebag. It's all about confronting bad drivers and shaming them on camera. They started posting videos last month, and now it's actually taking off. Whenever they see someone drive or park like an idiot, they put a huge sticker on their windshield calling them out for it. Now their newest video is going viral because they saw a woman driving on the sidewalk to get around traffic. They confronted her, and then she attacked them. First, she almost ran them over, and then she got out of her car, grabbed a 3-foot piece of aluminum pipe from her trunk, and started hitting them with it. Sorry.
That's a pipe. This is in Russia?
Yes.
I'm going to guess they have strict gun laws.
Gun laws I'm not aware of. I'm going to assume they probably do. They probably like to keep most of those guns in the government's hands or the military's hands and not in the hands of the people.
Because we know, it goes without saying, where this would not work.
Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she got a car. She took that pipe out. You're like, it almost looks like a gutter pipe type of thing. And she's swinging it around at these guys. And I give these guys credit. There's like 10 guys. And they're all, for the most part, remaining calm as long as they're not the one being hit. At one point, she sees a guy kind of up on a grass hill filming her. And then you just see her go right at the camera, and that dude just shoots up the hill. He did not wait.
I know about this one. I know about the grassy knoll. You're going to die, too. Mm-hmm. That's okay. I mean, they've already experienced one of the worst-case scenarios. You're going to stop and confront somebody. You don't know what they're carrying around.
Well, what they did was, since she was pulling up on the, they're on like a busy road, and then she pulled up on the sidewalk, and these guys were standing there, and they wouldn't move for her. And that was what got her so ticked, and kept, you know, throwing in the fact that they're filming her. And they're basically saying, you can't be on the sidewalk, get off the sidewalk, and she was having none of it. Mm-hmm. To her, that was her sidewalk, and she almost ran guys over.
I have nothing for this one.
Okay.
Especially if you get catch a chick at that week.
That would explain her, you know, busting out the pipe.
You're lucky I just didn't pull it out to ween here and beat you with it.
Slinging it around like some sort of jacked up cowgirl.
like a noon.
Yes. Oh, no, man. She's trained in the art of that.
Of noon. Damn, that must be heavy flow because she had two tampons in.
Tied together.
God, she looked like Bruce Lee.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Progressive pastor Rob Bell and his partner of 20 years, Kristen, say they know the secret to having a more joyful and connected marriage. In a preview from their upcoming Super Soul Sunday interview, Rob and Kristen shared the question that every person in a relationship should ask their partner. What do you need? Oprah says it's such a leveler. Isn't that a great question? On the surface, it seems simple enough, but Rob explains why there's so much more to the question. Think about how many people, if you were to ask them, your partner, what do they want in life? What are the top three things they most want? And what does it look like for them to thrive? How many people couldn't name that for their partner?
I couldn't name anything that I needed. If somebody were to come to me, I thought about this the other day. Whether I won the mega lottery, or if they said, all right, you got one wish, what would it be? I wouldn't be able to decide. It's not going to be anything for me. Certainly not going to be for anybody on this damn planet. Like the world peace? No. Because even with world peace, you're still going to have people go hungry.
Yes.
You can't ask for a perfect planet, because then it's going to be based on my perception. If it's my wish, it's going to be my perception of what a perfect planet is. And all of a sudden, the planet's population goes to one.
Thanks.
I mean, really think about it. You got one wish. What would you wish for?
Oh, my God. I think for the most part, it would depend on my mood. It might depend on when the question is posed to me.
I want faster broadband.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on what I'm doing.
What are you doing right now? Looking at porn? One wish right now. I want fiber optic broadband.
Uninterrupted.
Wouldn't you like just a hot chick to be here all the time? I didn't give you my wish. What are you, some kind of retarded genie? What would you wish for?
I think it would have to be one of those standard things where you would think if there was a way to do the world peace thing. But I honestly would struggle between something for everyone and something for me.
But you can't split it.
I know.
And if you ask for world peace, then that's going to damn our economy, because a lot of our economy, we strive during wars.
Yes.
Okay, so now you got economic problems. You could ask for an end for all diseases, but then people would live forever, and then you got to deal with them.
And that may not necessarily be a good thing.
That's why I said, then you got to deal with them. I want an end for all diseases so people can live forever. All right, then what do we do when this planet's full? Because most of the planet is water. I would like for people to live forever but be fish.
Oh, no. I do not want Kevin Costner's Waterworld to be prophetic.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really any one thing. I wouldn't. If somebody said, right now I'm going to give you one wish, I don't want it. I can't do, I couldn't do the proper thing with it.
But that it would almost frighten me more, depending on who they'd give the wish to. I'd be afraid to be the guy who, you know, who doesn't know how to drive properly.
I would like to learn how to drive better and stop crashing cars, so Jerry Reynolds will not keep giving me grief as Kevin McCarthy.
You got one? That's a rough position to be in. You got one.
I think it would take mine would probably be something on the lines of some type of like childhood diseases or something. Something to where a 4-year-old doesn't have to go through repeated, you know, chemo or something.
And all childhood diseases. And all birth defects.
Maybe. But even then, that it's still not going to be good enough, because there's still going to be something wrong. And then the genie's going to go, oh, well, the kid's 10 now. It's technically not a little kid.
Well, if you're in birth defects, I don't know. It's always been, you know, everybody's fantasy, you know, the genie, bottle, whatever. First of all, genie comes out of a chick, I'm f***ing her. Well, what's your first wish? First of all, we're going to this ain't going to be no I dream is genie stuff to where I don't let you make stuff for me all the time. And we're going to
All right, we're going to get in that bottle and make that bottle dump over.
That's going to be Yobu cocky bottle. Alfie, Chloe, anybody?
I know mine.
Which?
The ability to read minds.
So the wish would just be about you.
Of course.
Why would you want to read minds?
Just see what other people are thinking.
You can't do anything about it. If you're going to wish for something like that, why not wish to be invincible? I want to be King Whoopass.
Yeah, I'd be afraid what might happen.
I'm going to change mine.
To what?
I'm going to be King Whoopass. I'm going to have a uniform.
And that be your name?
Yeah.
King Whoopass?
I mean, that sounds better than Kickass. King Whoopass.
They're going to write songs.
Mm-hmm. Alfie?
I can't think of anything because you're right. Like the stupid Twilight Zone thing with the monkey's paw, it's going to go wrong somehow.
I don't know that one.
Maybe it's a Simpsons episode.
I hope none of us get this wish.
Yeah, and you're right. It depends on who you ask. What if you ask somebody from the Klan?
Oh, God.
I mean, it wouldn't affect us. But it would kill the NBA.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I
would have to actually write down all the things that most I would like to see change in the world, and I have to somehow.
So would you make it about the world or you?
I'd probably make it about the world, but it's real tempting to make it about me.
It's your wish.
Because maybe the loophole would be I make it the wish about me, where it's something like one of those ridiculous wishes where you're like, oh, I wish I had limitless money. And then that way I can throw all my money at curing leukemia or fixing problems in the Middle East, whatever. So I'm going to go with that. So maybe I'll try that loophole.
That's the only one that seems to be the most logical.
Oh, you need money for a vaccine? Here's $5 billion. I just have it in my wallet. Here you go.
Then you got to worry about it being spent right. Oh, we got five bit. Everybody gets a car, and you know all that kind of crap.
Did you cure leukemia? No, but I got a new Kia. I thought that's what you wanted us to spend it on.
No,
new Kias. It sound like new Kias. What'd you say?
Leukemia.
Oh, well, I got it totally wrong.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Thirty-two. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Still not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound 635, right at Preston Road. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Coit. In Richland Hills, eastbound 121 just before Hanley-Etterville Road. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. It's being cleared up right now, though. Traffic is still a little slow back from Carson Street. And finally, in McKinney, northbound 121, just before Stacy Road, that earlier car fire there has finally been cleared out. Traffic is now flowing freely back from Custer Road. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Account Temps. Cold and 32 tonight, possibility of some flurries. Then tomorrow, eventual sunshine with a high in the mid-50s. Right now, 35 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Just become addicted to the grind. Okay. Damn, that's already six. Something.
It's okay.
I don't want to confuse the 1190 listeners.
I imagine they're all. If they're listening to us on 1190, they know. They know that we do this the day before.
Still shocked at that chick that called last week.
Why is it you guys sound different on the 1190 radio station? It's not as like clean.
Because it's AM.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, it's not FM.
I'm still lost.
Like, I'm not going to explain to you amplitude modulation and frequency modulation.
Why can't you?
Because I can tell you you're not going to get it.
one sounds worse than the other one.
Then just assume that that's ass modulation. I've never had anybody ask me that. Why is it so different? It's AM.
But not everyone understands that. Not everyone realizes that there is a difference. They know that that one letter is different, but they don't know why.
Unless she's never, because there's a generation of people that have never flipped up. They have no idea their radio has an AM setting. It's FM or satellite on the newer cars.
Mm-hmm.
So I forgot how old she said she was.
I think she said she was 40.
Well, that she knows the difference between AM and FM.
Clearly she doesn't. Other than the fact that they're on, she may not even understand if she was to say they're on two different bands.
What does that mean? Like the difference between like Stunt Temple Pilots and Ugly Kid Joe?
No. There's the FM band, bands. There's the FM band and the AM band.
Like the good stage and the bad stage?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, yes. Stage one versus stage two at Edgefest.
Side stage.
Mm-hmm. You a side stage.
I had no idea how to answer that question. Why does it sound different? It's AM. Sucks. except on 1190, where it's fine.
It is interesting, though, if like, we all listen to KRLD, but if you were to listen to that on FM, the voices of the people on there will sound completely different, and because you get used to them sounding staticky.
Not necessarily staticky. It's a compressed range of the frequency.
And the processing, yep.
But if at time to time when I'll have Sewell service my car, I don't have AMHD. It doesn't pick it up.
Okay.
All the Lexuses or Lexi, whatever you call them.
Lexuses.
They do, and when KRLD kicks into KRLD HD, it takes a second for the receiver to pick it up. It almost sounds like FM, and it's unnerving because it's so clean. Mm-hmm. It's not in stereo. They tried AM stereo back in the 80s, and that just, it's like,
oh, yeah, that's what I want. I want static and two channels, because that would be, like, cool.
Wouldn't you like to know if you can change the balance in your car and the static's coming from behind you?
I don't know what that means, because I'm stupid.
Just understand it's different. But if you listen to it on iHeart, which we get no credit in the ratings for, I still don't get that. I think it's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
But just, if you can listen to it on iHeart in the morning, do that. If not, then just listen to 1190. There are other people that suffer through it. Get a support group.
You don't need a support group. Just listen to it. It'll sound a little different, and so what? Just think of it as like listening to us through a filter.
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too far removed from this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Why do you guys do the morning show on 1190 on the phone?
Because we're still in bed, and we don't want to be there.
All right, good.
Okay. One look at the aftermath, and one could guess right away that something went terribly wrong last week in Carrollton. Police officers were called out to the 1000 block of North Broadway Street after 1 a.m. When they arrived, a female driver told them, that her GPS told her to turn right instead of left, which put her vehicle on a set of railroad tracks. Police say she traveled about 50 to 60 yards before the railroad tracks damaged her car and kept her from going any farther, and she was forced to call the police for help. There's the photo.
She got stuck on the tracks how?
She said it was her GPS.
No, I mean, she couldn't get off of them because what?
She got stuck.
You can get off railroad tracks.
Apparently not those.
Everybody can get off. Even Amtrak can get off railroad tracks.
I'm assuming then that the police thought the same thing, and that's why they arrested her for DUI.
Oh.
Carrollton Police Department spokesperson Jolene DeVito told NBC5 that the officers had...
Jolene?
Yep.
Who used to be with the Texas... It was Channel 8's cable news outlet.
Yeah.
So she's with who now?
Carrollton Police Department spokesperson.
Yeah, I'd still like to her.
That's it. That's the other reason I pulled this story, is I saw her name in it.
Wow.
Anyway, she told NBC5 that the officers had to call the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad to make sure no freight trains were coming through the area while a tow truck removed their car from the tracks. The driver was arrested and taken to jail on suspicion of drunken driving. And then later, a photo was sent out via Carrollton Police's Twitter account saying, "Today's reason not to drink and drive, you are not a train."
Well, first of all, has she already been convicted of drunk driving?
No, but no names are mentioned.
Okay.
Just seems a car like sitting on some train tracks.
Sounds like they're just kind of jumping a gun.
She was arrested on suspicion of DUI, however.
Okay. And everybody that's arrested is guilty?
Nope.
Then I think that was irresponsible. They could just say, sitting on train tracks is not a good idea. It looks like it's clear. Or driving down. Did she cross it, or did she actually get on the tracks?
She got on the tracks. You can see, like, her wheels, her tires are on both sides.
Like in the movie Running Scared.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, she's
man, there's sure not a lot of traffic on this place. I can make some good time.
Yeah, and from what I can tell in the photo, it looks like she's basically a Mazda train.
It is always amazing how many people... She's fortunate that somebody caught her.
Well, she had to call the police to come get her.
The road out here sucks.
GPS got me stuck. A new survey asked more than 2,000 people to name the things a real man should know.
Are these obvious things?
Some are. Number 10, the right amount of aftershave and cologne to use. Although most men still don't seem to understand it.
I got it.
There was a guy at the gym.
I just do a quick slap, mm-hmm. And it's always a light slap, and it's my Jovan Musk Oil for Men.
Sexy.
But it's always a light slap because anything heavier stings.
Makes sense.
So that's nature's way of saying not too much.
Mm-hmm. There was a guy at the gym this morning. He's done getting dressed, and then I heard the spritz of his cologne.
Well, he was spraying it all over himself.
But my God, man, really? You do not need that much.
The whole idea is if somebody is within your personal space, they smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Anna DeHaro hugged me one day for something. I forgot what I did. She goes, "I love that cologne. What is it?" "Oh, I'd rather not say."
Mm-hmm. You don't want to share your secrets?
Well, it's... that. First of all, it's low-end cologne. Jovan Musk Oil. I've worn it since the 70s when somebody gave it to me. I always liked the scent.
A lot of guys wear it.
And she says, "What is it? Is it something expensive?" No. Because I'm not going to lie to her.
No.
But obviously she didn't hate it. It wasn't Brute or High Karate.
Clearly.
There are guys up here that have problems knowing the limit when it comes to that kind of stuff, though. There's at least one who just walks around and you can tell where he's been. And that doesn't even include the women around here who do the same thing.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, there's one of them here that she can make the entire lap of the third floor and then leave for 2 days and you can still smell it.
Yep.
Like, do you just, is you got some kind of dispenser?
Yeah, it's almost like
she's... You got to know that it's too much if you can smell it more than... I'll even give you credit and say 3 feet on each side of you.
All right.
That should be the limit. Beyond that, it's too much.
Uh-uh. No.
It's not going to cover up your stench or the size of your hips.
Yeah, everybody's got a frog. Frog in its throat. No, but you're not kidding. I know when she's been in an area. And I can't see her, but I know that she was there. It's almost like she's got it on like some sort of steady stream, like a steady mister. It's just constantly going.
Alfie, what guy's up here? I don't know how to use it.
I'm afraid that if I name him, people will recognize him right away. It's one of the traffic guys.
I know one guy.
Is it the cake guy?
The cake guy's one.
Yeah, that's it. It's the cake guy.
The cake guy, yeah, he leaves it. Yeah, he leaves a trail.
Are you sure it's cologne or is it cake?
It's cologne, unless it wouldn't surprise me if he spritzes his cake with his cologne.
What kind of cologne do you think it is?
It's kind of a standard, one of the standard ones, maybe like a CK1 or something.
I don't know it well enough to identify it, but it is strong. And it lingers in all the hallways that he walks through.
It's full of pheromones, which attracts the bitches. I tried carrying around cake for a while, and that did not work to catch the bitches. Now I wear cologne with pheromones, which makes them wet. Like frosting.
The sad thing is, it wouldn't surprise me if he actually thought that way. He's the guy that's going to look in the back of some random magazine and buy the pheromone stuff and put it behind his ear.
That says, wear a lot. Make sure everybody can smell this. This got to go everywhere. Well, I'm still partial to the scent of Sara Lee. Women seem to like that.
Actually, I think it's men that like that. They've had studies that show if you smell like baked goods, men will be attracted to it. Like if you can make a woman smell like cookies or bacon, you will be quite popular.
But when you get her naked, then you're going to be screaming, it's not bacon. I can't read.
What's it say?
She made me beg for it. That's the only reason I do it. Just a quick light slap. You know, anybody to smell. You wouldn't be able to smell what I've got on unless right you up against me.
Got up on it.
Yeah. You want to smell?
Are you actually asking me?
Yes.
No, I'm good. I know I've known you for many years. I know what you smell like.
Can you smell it from here?
No.
Okay. Then we're all wearing the right amount. And Chloe, you know, wears nothing.
No, he does not.
You just give up?
Yep. Don't care.
Actually, to be fair, Chloe doesn't wear anything. He basically just smells like whatever he had the night before.
Yeah, so it's either...
I smell of eau de piss. Yeah.
He smells like some sort of a beer, some Fireball, some pizza, and a cat.
Maybe some pretzels.
And some pretzels.
Whatever chick up here wants to hook up, she gets up close and goes, hey, I've noticed... you don't really have a girlfriend. Would you like to go out? And you have the smell of Coulter's or Dickies.
I'll find a magazine.
And make her read it while you...
No, pull out the samples. The samples and wipe it on me.
Oh, okay.
Most of those samples are for chicks.
That's better than nothing. You just got to pick something neutral.
Yes, I would like to go out with you. Would you give me a moment to go over to the vending machine? I wanted to go out, but now you smell like spearmint. You don't really care what you smell like? Oh, do you use underarm deodorant?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Why even go that far?
Because I'll sweat.
Do you wear antiperspirant or deodorant as
just
well?
The spray. Also, too, it smells pretty decent.
Something tells me if I ever had sex that you smell like a trucker.
A trucker?
Can you just get that by looking at him?
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
How do you get that?
A trucker?
Yeah.
You just look like something with, no offense to the truckers.
Wow.
You just look like somebody would be covered in whores and diesel. Doesn't he? You just look at him and go, if you had to guess what he smells like.
If I didn't know him.
Right.
If I didn't know him, then yeah, I could see trucker smell, old diesel. Maybe the occasional lot lizard caught in his hair.
Okay.
I don't know. He, to me, looks like he would smell like that. Okay, we're going to have to edit this up.
Why?
Well, because I can't remember what the name of it is.
Well, if you stall long enough. Well,
what's that, that fake dog thingy that they always see around Halloween? No hair.
Chupacabra.
He looks like he smells like Uda Chupacabra.
All right.
Cut that together in the post.
That'll fix it.
Go up and smell him. What do you think? Now what does he smell like? Do they sell that at CVS? You just smelled him and you said he smelled like monkey.
I think you have to go to Sephora.
To me, I don't think that's in the locked up cabinet with the other colognes.
Nope.
They probably sell that over by the dog treat.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.656 This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Account Temps. Still not a whole lot going on right now. We'll get started off in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Preston Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from Coy. And in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Basswood Boulevard. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is a little slow through there. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 825. For a shot to win a pair of tickets to a mystery concert that she'll be announcing shortly before then. Details on it are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Cold and 32 tonight with a possibility of some widespread flurries. Tomorrow afternoon, eventual sunshine as we hit a high around 56. Right now, 35. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
See, you scoffed at this bumper earlier.
I still do.
But it's one of those things that it like gives you country Tourette's.
Yeah.
I got to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care how hard I rock out to Ain't My Bitch. If I hear this song, I can't help it. Oh, why is this so?
I was curious when that became a sing-along.
The 90s?
Well, I mean, obviously when Garth released it.
Sorry.
the only true Garth, according to Luke Bryan.
Mm-hmm. But you love your metal stuff. You love your white makeup and your eyeliner and your goth stuff. There's only one goth. That's Garth Brooks. Mm-hmm. It was true then, and it is true now. It's like the Highlander. There can be only one.
Okay.
I thought of that joke a week ago.
And you just hope that one brain cell that you've assigned it to.
Yep.
All right, dude, hang on to this one. Because there are times I'm watching TV at night.
Mm-hmm.
You're going, all right, you should get up and write this down. Now, I got one brain cell I can remember.
That's right. Oh. I don't remember what I did Saturday night after Lowe's, but I remember that joke. Priorities.
It's like one I thought about over the weekend. What the hell, it's after 7. I don't know why this is funny to me.
Live from the Russ Martin Studios in Dallas, Texas, it's the Russ Martin Show. Starring Russ Martin with Dan O'Malley and the Russ Martin Band. And now...
Here's Russ.
Yeah.
You come out, you point at the crowd, you do the nods and whatever.
You just came out from behind the curtain?
Right. It's going to be a good show tonight. Glad you're all here. Tonight, our special guests, Fred Willard and Devo.
That would be a good show.
I don't know why that hit me over the weekend. I wanted to come out and really F up a crowd.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. That's the big one for the day.
No, that's quality.
Okay. Things that men should know.
Yes.
That was the last story you were doing?
Yeah. The top 10 things a real man should know.
How to change a tire.
Yes, that is number 8. And I already gave you number 10, the right amount of aftershave and cologne to use.
All right. Handyman.
Number 2, basic do-it-yourself tasks. And because...
But here's the problem, because it becomes a gray area.
Yeah. When
you're sober, you realize I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're drunk, I can do all this.
Oh, yeah.
Why would I be able to make a castle? But basic things like hanging a picture, that to me, that's just normal stuff.
It should be.
Hanging a picture, maybe fixing a hole in the wall. I figured out how to do that back in the 90s.
What do you do?
Well, if you accidentally knock a hole in the wall, especially if it's an apartment, because all the texture is just that really cheap texture on the wall. What you do is you put a piece of typing paper over the hole, and then you paint it, and they can't tell. And I did that twice.
Okay.
Because once it dries, then you take the paintbrush with the same color paint, and then you just kind of hit it with the brush, the bristles.
Yeah, to kind of speckle it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And there's no way they're telling.
Damn.
That's good. Harry was thinking like you were going to actually put up some, drywall.
No, I can do that now.
Yeah.
But back then, it was like, I knocked a hole in the wall. Damn it. Let's put some typing paper over it.
It's actually pretty ingenious. And because number 2 is basic do-it-yourself tasks, for whatever reason, number 3 was its own separate deal, and that's how to change a light bulb. I don't even know how that made
it. To me, I would assume they're talking about fluorescent.
Whatever. That should still be lumped into number 2, basic do-it-yourself stuff.
Well, fluorescents are a little harder.
It's still a light bulb.
It's still a twist to the left and then a step to the right. And then your hands on your hips. Regular light bulb shouldn't be that big of an issue.
This just said light bulb. It didn't specify fluorescent.
Okay.
I learned a long time ago how to skin an army jeep with my teeth.
Huh?
Damn.
That's a man.
Mm-hmm.
You say an army jeep?
That's what I said, Slick.
Okay.
I can also start a campfire with my choppers. On Garibusi.
Okay, that makes sense.
You just give me some flint chewing gum.
Only Garibusi can start forest fires.
Other things you should, a real man should know.
Some of the stuff's very, very basic.
How to put gas in a car?
Okay, to be fair, not that basic.
Kind of like use a grill or barbecue?
No.
How to cook?
No.
How to iron?
Number 7, how to iron a shirt.
Well, that's... I can on the fly. My biggest thing, it depends on what the event is.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just coming to work... It goes in the dryer.
Fluff it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You hit it with some Febreze. Mm. Just take the wrinkles out. Throw it in. Take it out. No wrinkles. Wear it. An event. Well, I know how to iron. I can tie a tie.
That is another one. Number four. Yeah, the Febreze and the dryer, or actually just a bottle of Febreze, saved me hundreds of dollars in college. You pick it up, smell test. If it's kind of on the verge, a few spritzes of Febreze, you out the door.
Everybody else do a necktie?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Now, if I'm going to a bar, it's a clip-on. Because you get in a fight, you want a clip-on.
Yeah. That is actually true. That is very true. That's why, as a guy, if you are wearing a real tie and you're in a bar and you start to sense any danger whatsoever, that's the first thing that comes off or at least gets loosened.
They come and grab it. Ha ha.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
Mr. Non-Clip-On.
So it happens when you mess with the white trash.
Thought you were going to be slick and impress all the bitches. Now you ain't nothing but Punchy the Clown. Okay, how many are left?
One, two, three, four left.
Real man. All right, I'm surprised I got the tie. Laundry?
No, you already got how to iron a shirt.
Car stuff, like change oil, something like that?
Change a tire, we already got. Number 10 was the right amount of aftershave. In order to use aftershave, you first need to know how to do this.
Oh, how to shave.
Number 9. Yeah, this is kind of a messed up list on some of these.
Who did they quiz on this?
Idiots.
Ken? shave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then let's go to the basics. Wipe your ass?
No, they left that out. Now, granted, this is the top 10. The original list had 50 things, so maybe wiping was 29 or something.
As a real man, sometimes I eat turtle soup straight out of the turtle.
Yeah.
That is not soup.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay, that explains that.
I don't think these other ones you're going to get.
Sometimes I can shave my face with a blade of Johnson grass.
Yeah.
Wow. Number 6.
Thank you.
Sure. All right, you know what your favorite drink is when you go out at a bar, but when you go out with your chick, you should know.
What you should order?
Yes.
To impress her.
Or you should know what her favorite drink is.
Oh.
That's according to this, number 6. You should know her favorite drink.
I'll have whiskey and Coke, and the bitch will have whatever is expensive. And she won't even finish it.
That's so. Right. I love the expensive stuff. I'll never finish it. It's just too much.
She never does. Always orders a glass of something really expensive, and then only drinks like half of it. Like, well.
Why am I getting you drunk?
Open a full bottle and then keep the rest of it.
That's why I don't like
women.
I love women.
Yes.
I don't like dating.
You just don't like some of the things they do.
I don't like the games of, you know, it. I mean, as a gentleman, you're supposed to let them order first.
Mm-hmm.
But you also like to have the conversation before you order, because she'll ask, well, you've been here before. What do you like? Well, I'm thinking about, you know, getting the kids macaroni meal just so they get a feel for how much you want to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asks for the, you know, the four-headed lobster. Well, you're not going to eat all of it. And I want some expensive wine, and I want an appetizer that I will not finish. Well, don't you want to split one? I want one for myself. I want some escargot. And that stuff is nasty.
I've had it once. I liked it.
Got to dip it in garlic sauce.
Yeah, garlic and butter. Yeah, sure.
But without that, it's just like eating solid snot.
No, that's oysters.
What's escargot? Snails?
Yeah.
Same thing.
What's a little firmer?
Still tastes like snot. If it was really tasty, it wouldn't need the garlic sauce.
garlic butter sauce.
Everything has something added to it for 10
You get a really
flavor.
Good steak, you don't need a whole lot of seasoning.
But you need seasoning.
You may not need any.
It's not going to taste good.
What else?
Number five, and not using GPS on your phone, you should be able to do this.
As a guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're going to pick a chick up, you need to know where you're going. And you certainly don't want the first argument of,
you missed your exit.
It's how to read a map.
Oh. Again, you still need to know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
You get in the car, you drive exactly where. It's after you get into the relationship where you don't really start checking. It's like, all right, I kind of know where, you know, of Ashley Furniture is or wherever we're going. Hobby Lobby.
You missed your exit.
Have we ever gotten to where we were going? Exactly. Now, just shut up, enjoy the ride, like I'm not.
Number one, you're not going to get either.
But it is to be a man.
It is something every man should know, if not because it's to be a quote-unquote man, it's just so it'll keep you out of trouble with the missus.
Remember anniversaries.
That's it. you gotta write that down.
Is it a wedding anniversary or
yes,
an anniversary?
This says wedding anniversary.
I don't want credit for that one.
Why not?
Is that a...
Why don't you want credit for that?
Erase.
There is. And how is it chicks remember all these dates and we can't? We got to use reminder services. Don't you remember the first time we kissed? I remember the first time I got a heart on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that was the first time we kissed. But if you don't remember every single date of every single moment that's important to them, then you got to explain it. How can you not remember the first time we kissed? I have no clue when the first time I kissed any of the chicks I've ever dated, and there have been a lot.
That just means you don't think I'm special.
No, it's a part of their bitch Rolodex. They're going to remember anything that's going to possibly get you in trouble. That's what it is.
Now, I remember certain places, the first kiss.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember the date. And why is it I got to get you something? The fact that we're still together, isn't that enough of a reward? I thought about this the other day. If I were going to invent something... I would invent, if I won the lottery, I would invent a walk-in washer-dryer where I could just walk in, take my clothes off, and just walk on through. And I would put it right there near the side of the house where I come in. So like a six-foot-tall washer. You walk in, take all your clothes off, let her turn it on. But at least she doesn't have to complain it. Why you always got to leave your clothes near the door? Because that's where they come off.
You could just get an outdoor shower.
It's not going to wash the clothes.
No.
To me, that would be the next big invention, is a six-foot washer. Walk in the side door, take all your clothes off, exit, she gets to wash them. And she doesn't have to complain where you left your clothes because you go, I left them in the washer. What's wrong with that?
You could just go to the washer.
That's another 6 feet away.
Jesus, man. You know, that's why that thing you're talking about doesn't exist, because everyone else goes the extra 6 feet.
If you could make it affordable, I bet every man would buy a washer that you could just walk into. It's not running when you walk into it. Just walk into it, take your clothes off. All right, you got to leave your shoes someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
And then just keep going.
6 feet tall, 4 feet wide, half ton. Walk-in washer. I like it.
That's going to end all the arguments. Why do you always take your clothes off there? Because that's where the walk-in washer is.
It It's very Jetsons.
It is.
Now, there's some things that I know of that aren't really manly, but I don't let them in on.
Like?
Well, I know all the words to all the Erasure songs.
Oh, God. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't tell anybody that.
I can paint my wife's toenails as good as an Asian. I keep my Pinterest board on point. When I'm doing laundry,
yes, if.
I never forget the fabric softener, and I always blow a kiss to the little snuggle bear.
Yeah, that is a cute bear.
Well, sometimes you gotta be in touch. You may be confident of your manliness.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I learned all the songs. Lyrics to the Erasure songs.
Mm-hmm.
Then I blow a kiss to the snuggle bear.
You're a sensitive, sensitive man.
And when you're not around, mm-hmm. baby, if I masturbate, I only masturbate to strong women. Like Shelley Long or Shelley Duvall. Or from Philip the Adventurous. Robert Duvall. And then if you want me to continue with these feminine aspects,
mm-hmm.
we can have your family over, and I will make Chex Mix on every damn Sunday. I hate Chex Mix. Like salty cereal with no milk.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, I don't want any of it. I want to go back to being a man where I can eat a tin can and then shit a tuna.
I got the nutrients that I need.
My body shit the tuna, but my rest of it kept the can. One time in prison, I made chili out of a backed up toilet. That's a reason.
That's so messed up.
But I made sure the inmate didn't eat no beans.
That's right. Your toilet chili. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to Russ Martin.
Today sucked. President's Day, at least we were.
And it didn't. .com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to russmartin.fm. Other show websites, djclo.net, danomalley.com, and alfiecoy.com. You can find and follow us on social media as well. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com, where Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.